Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Truly want to thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy, his grace that's been extended unto each and every one of us. Thank God that he blessed us as we traveled in this morning. And as we got here, the snow flurries were coming down and a little wintry weather this morning, but we thank God. Thank God he blessed Sister Carol to be able to travel to get here. And we thank God for all the saints that are here today, able to get out, to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We thank the Lord for all those who have gathered online, and we thank God for his goodness to us, and we thank God for all that he has done. Ask that God will continue to remember each and every one of us. A special prayer this morning we want to say for the Webb family. We thank God for Sister Webb. She said they'll be listening in, but just continue to remember them in prayer. So we just want to thank God for her and ask God to remember them in prayer. Amen? Yes. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor. We seek your will for our lives, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of mercy extended unto us throughout last night as we slept and slumbered the night away. You blessed us, Lord, dear Lord, to rise this morning, dear Heavenly Father, clothed in our right mind. You blessed us, Lord God, to have a roof over our head and food and clothing and all the necessities in this life. You blessed us, Lord God, to have traveling mercies over the highways to make our way here to the house of the Lord. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you for the saints of God who are gathered in the house of the Lord one more time and ask your continued blessings be upon them in a mighty way. We thank you for those who are listening in and unable to get out this day, dear Heavenly Father, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Ask that you remember our dear Sister Holmes, Lord God. We thank you for her, and we thank you for your blessings upon her, dear Father. Ask that you remember her children, Lord God, as they care for her, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to be their guide and their direction. Thank you for our dear sister. Thank you for her wisdom. Thank you for her knowledge. Thank you, Lord, for the inspiration she gives us, Lord God, to continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister Lillian, Lord God. And thank you, dear Heavenly Father. When we heard her on Wednesday night, Lord God, she sounded strong, dear Father, in her voice, dear Heavenly Father. Sounded, Lord God, like things are coming together, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Bless her through her healing, Lord God, and ask that you would be with her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your provision upon our dear sister and our household, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would watch over and protect her, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, Lord God. Be your guide. Be your direction. And be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Father God, we know that she'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Father, we thank you for those who are caring for her likewise, the care that comes in, dear Heavenly Father, and helps her and assists her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with them. Help her, Lord, to be able to say a word to them about you, Lord God, and let them know, dear Father, who she serves. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning likewise for seeing Sister Carol out this morning and ask your continued blessing upon our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, that you have been with her, Lord God, even in her affliction in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Carol is praising you and honoring you, dear Heavenly Father. She's looking to thee, Lord God, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, thou would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God, her strength, dear Heavenly Father. She was able to get out this morning, Lord God, and drive her ways to the house of the Lord, dear Father, and we thank you for that. And we ask, dear Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her, Lord God, and be with her, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this morning. Thank you for what you've done for this dear sister. Ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that she didn't get hurt, Lord, when she slid off her bed, dear Father. But we thank you, dear Father, that you blessed her, dear Heavenly Father. You were with her, Lord God, the whole time, the 2 hours that she was sitting on the floor, Lord God. You were there with her, dear Heavenly Father. You gave her even a sweet spirit, Lord God, to even say, dear Heavenly Father, how good you were to her. And so we thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Ask that you be with her daughter, Debbie, Lord God, who is her caretaker, Lord God, and ask that you would watch over her. We know, Lord God, if you allow her, dear Father, to see April, Lord God, she's going in, dear Father, for surgery. And so we're just praying in advance that you would bless her daughter, dear Father, Deborah, dear Father, in a special way. And bless those, Lord God, who will be caring for Sister Regina during the time of Debbie's, Lord, recovery. Ask that you would bless and be with her and allow Sister Regina to know, Lord God, she can call upon the house of God, call upon the family of God, dear Father, to help out where help is needed. Father, likewise, we want to thank you for all those who have called in online, dear Father. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless each and every one of them in a special way, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. We beg thee in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that she was saying that they had to put the dog down, Lord God, or were thinking about putting the dog down. But we just ask, Lord God, your blessings upon the family. We know that animals, Lord God, are a part of the family, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless the family during this time, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all the saints that have called in, dear Heavenly Father. Special prayer for Sister Ruth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Sister Carol shared with us, dear Heavenly Father, that she's doing well, Lord God. We ask that you would continue to bring her through her recovery, Lord God. Remember her son and remember her grandson, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you this day for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing. Ask a special prayer upon Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. We ask your blessings upon them likewise. Continue to remember Sister Sanders' household, Lord God. Remember her companion, dear Heavenly Father. Not only, dear Heavenly Father, does he have affliction in the body, but Lord God, he needs to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray a special prayer and blessing upon this family. Father God in heaven, a special prayer upon Sister Webb and her family, Lord God, and ask your blessings be with them, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Webb and ask that thou would continue to bless her, Lord God. We know her desire is to be here, Lord God, but Lord, she hasn't been feeling well in her body. And so, Lord, we're lifting her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember her companion, Alonzo, dear Heavenly Father. Continue, Lord, to speak to his heart, Lord God. I know she had said that he was contemplating on retiring, Lord God, and I don't know if it was February or March, but Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless him. Remember her daughters, dear Father, Alicia and Alexandria, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for them, Lord God, especially Alexandria, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her body, dear Heavenly Father. Father, as she adjusts, Lord God, to her new leg, dear Heavenly Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would be with her in a mighty way, Lord God, and remember the grands. Special prayer and blessing upon her grandbabies, Lord God, the little Sammy, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Stanley, dear Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for this child and ask your blessings upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, her sisters and her brother, dear Father, we just pray a special prayer and blessing upon the Webb family in a mighty way. Remember Sharon Cooley and her family, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that her husband was in the hospital. We understand he's home, Lord God, and now she has pneumonia, Lord God. And so we ask a blessing upon her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister India, Lord God. We're trusting, Lord God, she and little Infinity are coming through, Lord God. They had COVID, dear Father. And so we just ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. If it's your will for them to be out today, Lord God, we ask that you would bring them out, dear Heavenly Father. But if not, Lord God, we just ask that you would continue to touch and heal Sister India to your glory and to your honor. Father, we just want to thank you for all the saints of God. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember our neighborhoods and where we live, dear Heavenly Father, where we reside, dear Lord, and pray a special prayer and blessing upon our neighbors, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you would remember the neighborhood around this church, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that is quieted down, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't see all the drug traffic, dear Heavenly Father, going into the house across the street. And we thank you for that, Lord God. But we ask that you would remember that house in a mighty way, Lord God. We understand, Lord God, that it is still in operation, Lord God, but they're doing it at night, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're looking to you to shut it down, Lord God, but you know, dear Heavenly Father, what to do, dear Heavenly Father. We're not going to tell you what to do, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that whatever, when it's time, dear Father, you will bring it to fruition, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Brother Robert Williams and his family, Lord God, a special prayer on his daughter, dear Father, as she goes through her healing after her surgery, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with her too, Lord God. Remember his companion, remember his mother-in-law in a special way, Lord God. Thank you for all the saints who have gathered here in the house of the Lord this morning and ask
ask that you would bless each and every one of them individually. It's good to see Brother Levester Jackson out there, Father. Good to see that, Lord God, you have touched him in his body, Lord God, and we ask that you would be with him, and likewise, Brother Reggie, Lord God, and bless him, Lord God. Even, dear Father, we know he's still going through his hour of bereavement, Lord God, and so we're lifting him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Father. Remember lost souls, dear Heavenly Father, as we come into your house, Lord God, we are still cognizant of the fact that there are souls, Lord God, that are out of the ark of safety, Lord God, souls that don't know you, Lord God, souls right in our own family, Lord God. We're praying, Lord God, earnestly, Lord God, for nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, uncles, fathers, mothers, husbands, wives, Lord God, neighbors, Lord God, co-workers, ex-co-workers, dear Father. Oh, we're praying, Lord God, that you would speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We see that time is winding up all around us, Lord God. We see the destruction in the land, dear Heavenly Father. We hear about all the fighting and unrest, Lord God. We see the things happening in Haiti, dear Heavenly Father. We hear about the war over, dear Father, in the Middle East, dear Heavenly Father. We see it there in Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. Even, Lord God, the division, dear Heavenly Father, right in our own Congress here, right in the United States of America, Lord God. And so, Father, we know that perilous times are upon us. Help us, Lord God, as the people of God, to be about your business, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to draw closer and closer to you, Lord God. And as we draw closer to you, Lord God, we submit ourselves, dear Father, unto thee, Lord God. Surrender our will for your will, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to be about your business, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, each and every day to lift you up, dear Heavenly Father, by living a life that is worthy to be called a child of God, a life that is worthy to be called a son or a daughter of God, a life that is worthy to be called a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord God, in our lives, our daily lives, to lift you up, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, we beg of thee, when we're in the marketplace, when we're at home, Lord God, when we may be on our jobs, dear Father, wherever we might be, to let our light so shine that mankind will see our good works, which is glorifying thee in heaven. Father, we just praise you and honor you this morning because we know you are worthy to be praised. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless us as a body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father, as we united as one, dear Heavenly Father, because you said in your word, how can two walk together except they agree, Lord God? And thank you, Lord God, that the saints of God are agreed upon the truth of your eternal word. Now bless us and be with us, Lord God. Remember our superintendent, Brother Byrene, Lord God. Thank you for him, and thank you for the Sunday school lessons, Lord God. I know many don't like to go back in the Old Testament and learn, dear Father, but Lord God, it's our schoolmaster to bring us to where we are today and help us to go back and learn about what happened, Lord God, so we'll know how to live, dear Father, before we die, so we will not fall and find ourselves, Lord God, falling into the same snares and pitfalls, Lord God, as they did back then, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurentine, while they're downstairs, Lord God, with our children, Lord God. We thank you for the children being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon them, Lord God. We understand that they're having their spring break this week, Lord God, some of our children, Lord God. And so we just pray that you would bless and be with them while they're out of school, Lord God. Watch them, protect them, and keep them safe in their homes, Lord God. Keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Now, Father God in heaven, we just ask your continued blessings. Remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be with them, Lord God. Remember our dear brother Joseph, Lord God. We know he's concerned about his native home in Haiti, Lord God, and concerned about his family there, Lord God. We saw on the news on yesterday all the unrest. We saw all the things that are going on, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, your hands of protection be around Brother Joseph's family, Lord God. And Lord, we know that's worn on his mind, dear Heavenly Father, and has to be in his heart, Lord God, for his children and his wife, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would speak to hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for being so good. Remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Remember those who may not have a home to sleep, home to live in, dear Father, a bed to sleep upon, Lord God. Maybe slept up under a bridge last night. It reminds me of our dear late brother Thomas Mann, Lord God. oven, Lord God. His prayer request was always for those who are less fortunate, Lord God, those who didn't have a home, those who didn't have food, those who didn't have shelter, Lord God. And so we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless. We realize that the homelessness here and even in just Columbus, Ohio, dear Heavenly Father, has risen, dear Heavenly Father. I was listening to a report the other day, Lord God, that was saying, dear Father, that there's more homelessness now today, Lord God, and it's amongst younger people, Lord God. And so we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and pray for our lawmakers. Pray, Lord God, that they will see the need, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, you told us in the Word of God, it's within their power that they can make the changes, Lord God. And you, dear Father, expect them to do that, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and have thine own way. Lord, I want to thank you for Sister Millicent being here this morning and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God, as she leads the devotional service. Continue to be her guide and her direction and her strength that she so desperately stands in need of. Likewise, thank you for Sister Blake, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her. Continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for the touch upon her body, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for touch upon her arm, Lord God. She's feeling much better. We just thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon all of our widows and widowers, dear Heavenly Father, all those that saints that live alone, dear Heavenly Father, that don't have a companion, Lord God. We ask for special protection be upon them in their homes alone, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to do all things but fail. We know you're able, Lord God, and so we put all of our trust in you this morning and ask that you would bless accordingly. Remember those who may be still on their way, Lord God. There's some families we don't see as of yet that are normally here, and so we just ask that you would bless them with traveling mercies over the highways, Lord. We pray, Lord God, you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Allow no accidents to befall them. Keep them from the evil, dear Heavenly Father, of this day and time. Now have thine own way, Lord God, in the services. Remember our president, our vice president. Remember our world leaders, our Congress, Lord God. Remember our judges, Lord God, our police officers, Lord God, our emergency vehicles, Lord God. Just remember all those, Lord God, who are in places of authority, positions, Lord God, where they institute things, Lord God, and they can make changes, Lord God, and they can make change come about. Dear Heavenly Father, remember them, we pray, in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word that all prayer and supplication and intercessory prayer should be made for all mankind. And so, Lord God, we're praying for them today, Lord God, so that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, how you thought about your people. Oh, how you thought about us, Lord God, and how you didn't leave us comfortless, Lord God. How you blessed us, Lord God, to have the Comforter here to guide us into all truth. Now have thine own way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, we haven't forgotten anyone, Lord God. We ask that you also remember our little children, Lord God. We have some little ones here in the congregation. Ask your special prayer and blessing be upon them. Likewise, while they're at school, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, they're being taught, Lord God. They're going into schools, dear Father. Our children, dear Father, are being exposed to other children, dear Heavenly Father. We may have raised them, Lord God, one way, dear Father, but Lord, we know when they go into school, dear Father, they're meeting up with all walks of life. They're meeting all types of children, Lord God. Not everybody can stay home and be, dear Heavenly Father, home tutor their children, Lord God. Not everyone can put their children in private school and have private teachers, Lord God. And some children may have to go to public school, but Lord, we've got a God that's able, a God that's able to protect our children, Lord God, to put a fence of protection around them, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the precious name of Jesus that you help us to teach them the right way, Lord God. You told us to train them up in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. So help us to do our part, dear Heavenly Father, and you will likewise do your part. Now have thine own way, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the message, Lord God, that you have given me this morning to bring to your people. I pray, Lord God, that the Spirit, Lord God, will help me to deliver it the way you have given it to me, Lord God. Thank you for all the prayers that the saints have lifted prayed for me, Lord God, and lifted me up to you, Lord God, because I stand in need of prayer each and every day, Lord God. I want to be all that you have called me out to be, dear Heavenly Father. I know, Lord God, this is not an easy task, Lord God. It is not an easy gift that you have given me, Lord God, to be the overseer, dear Heavenly Father. I know there are those, Lord God, that challenge, Lord God, and want to come up against, but that's all right, Lord God, because I'm here because of you, dear Heavenly Father. I'm here because, Lord God, you have placed me here, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to know that. And help me to stand for your word, dear Heavenly Father. Help me to stand, Lord God, in the gate, dear Heavenly Father. You said, because I watch for the souls of mankind. And help me, Lord God, to be that watchman on the wall that you have called me to be. Now have thine own way, Lord God, in our services today, Lord God. We ask that, Lord God, if we've forgotten to say, Lord God, remember those who are on the way, Lord God. We're just asking you to bless and be with them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Shantae Willis, dear Father. Remember Kiva, dear Heavenly Father. Robinson, Lord God, remember her in a mighty way, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, not forgetting PJ, Lord God. We're lifting him up to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would have thine own way. My God in heaven, we pray. Pray for souls, Lord God. Pray that people will see the seriousness about walking with you, Lord God. See the seriousness about being, dear Father, where you would have for us to be, Lord God, in the house of God. It's important, Lord God, because you have said so in your word, dear Heavenly Father. You've told us to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. We draw strength from one another. Oh, Lord God, and you went on to say, Lord God, after we receive the knowledge, Lord God, once we receive what you have told us in your word, dear Father, and you've told us the things we need to do, and if we continue not to do them, Lord God, we're sinning against you. And you said we have wronged our own souls. Oh, Father, help us in the name of Jesus to get an understanding of your word, Lord God. Yes. Help us in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, to get into your word and to hear what the word of God has to say to us so we'll know how to live before we die. Yes. So we'll know that we have made our peace calling and election sure. We'll know that when Jesus comes back, Lord God, he asked the question, he said, will I find faith? Will he find us in our place when our king shall call for us, doing well our part. Dear Heavenly Father, help us when our King shall call for us. Now have thine own way, Lord God, we pray. Not forgetting Sister Smith, we thank you for her being here this morning and ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, dear Father, and her household. Remember her daughter, remember her children, her grandchildren and great-grands, Lord God, and all those she comes in contact with. We just pray a special prayer and blessing upon them. Likewise, remember the media, Lord God, Sister Melita, Lord God, as she draws in souls, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, because we know this is not mindless work, dear Father. This is the work, dear Father, to get your word out, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just thank you for it and ask that you would bless. Thank you for the equipment, Lord God, that you have provided. Thank you for the funds that you provide to purchase this equipment, Lord God, so that people can call in and hear the word of God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our jobs and thank you for our retirement checks and our Social Security checks, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, that we may be able to pay our tithes, Lord God, so that these things can be done, dear Heavenly Father, so that the word of God can go forth in Spirit's power, Lord God. Now have thine own way, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this day to give your name all the praise and all the glory and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, Lord God. Have thine own way. Have thine own way. Amen.
Good morning. And we should have a flyer in your, a song in your bulletin.
Thank you.
Should be a song in your bulletin. All worship the Lord. All worship the Lord. The oldie, we haven't sung in a while. Long while. God knows. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. Glory to the Father, abounding in mercy. Be joyful, all ye people, and magnify Jehovah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come before his presence and glorify his name. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of holiness. Glory be to Jesus, a
Of Zion, when your spirit agrees with his spirit,
yes.
You know, it doesn't matter how long it's been since the song's been sung, the spirit will bring it back to you.
God, amen.
Amen. And your soul says amen to it.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his precious word. Thank God for the songs of Zion. We think back to the times before we knew the Lord, and yet the saints were singing these songs, giving God glory. And amen. And those songs, so many times those songs help to soften up our hearts for the word to go forth. And we thank God for his goodness, giving him glory this morning.
Amen.
And I was thinking of it. It brought to my mind as Pastor was praying, and even as we sang that song, that In today's Sunday school lesson, one of the sayings that they had there, he who does not teach holiness does not teach the gospel.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that holiness is taught.
Yeah.
Amen. And which includes, and she prayed, it includes our coming together.
Amen.
Our coming together. When we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, we come together to do that.
Amen.
We come united as the body of Christ. And so that is necessary. That's why it's taught.
Amen.
That's teaching for us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That's teaching us how to be holy.
Amen.
And without that being taught, then the gospel is not being preached.
Amen.
I thank God the gospel is being preached here. Thank God. And that we can come and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, confident of the fact that the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Right on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God. Giving, again, glory to God for his goodness to us. All the ways that he has blessed us.
Amen.
Amen. Uncountable ways that he has blessed us and been with us and directed us. Even our Sunday school lesson, it was God's plan for how to defeat that Canaanite king. The same way that God is the same. God has a plan for each one of us.
Amen.
All we have to do is be obedient.
Amen.
And we have to love him with all of our heart and obey him in all things. Just thank God for his goodness today. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. And thank God for her and all the ways that God has blessed her and all the ways that God is using her to bless us. Amen. We're thankful for each one that have gathered together with us today. And we just ask the Spirit of God to have his way in all things. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Thank God for his precious word. Thank God for sending us a series.
Amen.
Thank God because the Lord knows what we need, and the Lord knows what dosage we need.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows what dose we need Sunday by Sunday.
Amen.
Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined together, I'm sorry, let me begin again. I'm putting a word that isn't there. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own together? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not only in our body, but in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
Thank God for the purchase price of our salvation.
Amen.
Amen. This time we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
I have a retina doctor appointment Tuesday.
Amen. 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 Well, remember Sister Regina, she has a retina doctor appointment on Tuesday. You know that God is able to bless. God is able. Amen. Other requests. Sister Carol. Amen. Sister Carol, continue to remember her in prayer and her unsaved loved ones. I thank God for the prayer that Pastor Jenkins offered for those in Haiti as well. It's a terrible thing that they have going on, and just taking over government, just running in chaos there. Others, people are in danger, and they've closed the airport. So it's not right now, it's not even possible for someone to get out of there, at least by plane. It's just a terrible, terrible situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that just lets us know that you know, the hearts of men, that the devil is not just isolated to the United States.
That's right.
He's going, as the word said, going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down and going to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seeking whom he may devour. So we'll pray for all those who are there, the innocent people, and as Pastor said, particularly Brother Joseph's family as well.
Amen.
You know, I'm studying scripture, and there's a scripture that stuck with me when I was praying for this country, this nation, and the things that we see happening. We know this is an election year, and one is lying, and another people who want there, one is lying, and another is lying, and they're doing it just to stay in
mm-hmm.
office, or they're supporting people who are lying, and so on, or don't seem to have the interest of the people
mm-hmm.
at heart. even as Pastor prayed, you are praying for those who are in authority that we may live a quiet and peaceable
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Psalm 12:8. It says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we see them exalting vile men. We see people exalting people who have even been convicted of committing crimes, violent crimes, crimes against women, you know, stealing and so on. And they're exalting them to the point where they're making drawings and putting him in the place of Jesus. They're acting as though he is their savior and their messiah. And when I read the scripture, it just hit me that the wicked walk on every side because he has disciples, it seems as though, that are supporting when the vilest men are exalted and people are exalting vile men and women. But we know, verse 7 above that, the same chapter says, thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So we know the Lord is able to keep us and he's able to preserve us. We don't know, there may come a time when the things that are, because in Haiti they're trying to overthrow the government there because they don't believe that they said that the one, whoever's in charge of prime minister, wasn't elected. The previous one who was elected, they assassinated. And so this one has come into place by whatever means. And so they're saying that, well, some of them are protesting and they're running with weapons and so on because they say, well, this one was not elected. Well, we have a person who's trying to be president who says that the current president was not duly elected. You know, and in my mind, I thought, well, we don't know, Lord, what this country may come to, and we may be in the same situation.
Amen.
So it behooves us to pray
mm-hmm. for all
mankind. Amen. Pray that their hearts would be made hearts of flesh
mm-hmm.
and that they would seek God
Amen.
And that we might live a quiet and peaceable life.
Yes.
Lord bless. Other requests? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes. Yes. California. Amen. Amen. That's all right. God has it in control. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Maria. She's thanking the Lord for his blessings for her family. And she thanked God in particular for Sister Jenkins, Sister Millicent, who took Koa for his shots, and Koa's doing well. And so we thank God for that. And she's thanking God for giving Brother DeAndre traveling mercies. And we thank God for that. So she said, we don't have anyone else to pray for. Even if you do have someone else to pray for, pray for her.
Amen.
She said, pray for her village. Pray for the Belton family. Much in prayer.
Amen.
We thank God for what he's already done. We give God the glory for your
Amen.
Job as well.
Yes.
Amen. Because we know God answered prayer
Yes.
on that score.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Blank, I want to thank the Lord and thank the saints for their prayers for a couple of my ex-co-workers that I used to work with. The one went to Barbados in their back, and then another one, her sister had surgery. And she said, just pray for her. She's got a lot of other things going on that are wrong. And then there was another surgery, and they said she came through quite well. So just thank you for your prayers, and thank the Lord for hearing and answering our prayers. And let's continue. Remember Sister Webb, Sister Lillian, Sister India, don't know how Sister India is doing, but I'm trusting that she's feeling much better mm-hmm. after going through her COVID. So just remember each other in prayer.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Bless God. Mm-hmm. Sister Smith.
It's just good to be here. I look forward to Sunday. No, I'm so winded. I tell you, when I was coming this morning, I barely saw the people in the cars on the street. Even where I live at, I don't see anybody getting in a car to come to church. You know, it is a shame. People are living out the world, having a good time, but they don't realize they are judgment coming.
Yes.
And everybody's going to have to give an account. It's heaven and it's hell. If you don't serve the Lord thy God, you're going to suffer. But I come to give the teaching and teaching of this.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, when she preaches loud and clear.
Amen.
Bless God. And she can be able to take the help. That's the reason why we need to study to show ourselves approved, search the scripture, pray without ceasing. And I come to do that. So the demon in the demon prayer, as I continue to do the demon prayer, you know, my unsaved loved ones, I may be an example for them.
Amen. Amen. Sister Smith gave her testimony that she loves to come to the house of God and to be with the saints and to hear the preaching, truly to hear the preaching of God's word. And she talked about how clear it's made. And we understand that it takes the Spirit of God to give us understanding. And so she's thanking God for giving God the glory for salvation and for being able to be in the house of God today. We're glad that you're here, Sister Smith. Amen.
If I have to call for a ride, I'll call. But right now, she'll
choose to do a
bring.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God that our young people are here today. Pray that the Lord will keep them attentive, that they'll hear, that they'll get their Bibles, and that they'll write down scriptures and so on, even as the word is preached.
Amen. Sister Blake, I too thank the Lord for safety and travels this morning. And don't know, Sister Regina and I seen an accident and this morning. It was pretty bad out there by Easton. One car is mowed down the poles. It was into the wall. The other one was turned the opposite way on the wrong side of the street. The police and them were there. They were picking up the stuff. And so just remember the one. Remember them all, but the one car was smashed into the wall. And you know they have those big blue pylons. They tore those down. And so remember those people much in prayer. And I was telling her, I truly thank the Lord, because I was just a few minutes late getting to Sister Regina. And that accident could have been during the time we had been there at that spot. So just, I was truly thanking the Lord. I was telling Sister Regina that this morning, and she was saying how true. And so just truly thank the Lord for that. And continue to remember family members on my mother's side and my father's side. Remember Sharon. She's coming along. She has the pneumonia. She was the one that was here. Her husband, Carl, remember him. Likewise, our cousin, Reggie. Reggie is out of, I believe, they said he's out of ICU also. So continue to remember them much in prayer. Continue to remember my neighborhood and Lawrence. He was picked up. I haven't seen him for now a week. So Saturday was a week. So just remember him much in prayer, my neighborhood. Yeah. And I thank God for all that he's done for me, his health and strength he gives me each and every day.
Amen. Amen. All general requests. I'm sorry, Brother Byron.
I did see a terrible accident this morning. I had to go through at the signal where it was, and there was just debris everywhere, about three fire trucks.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Byron was just saying that he passed a bad accident this morning as well on the way to service. And, you know, fire trucks and medics and so on, and lots of debris. And so we thank God for bringing Brother Byron safely.
Amen.
We offer up prayers for those people who were involved in the accident that Sister Millicent mentioned and the one that Brother Byron spoke of. We pray that God will have mercy upon those, if there are any injuries in those, that God will help them. Amen. Again,
I thank the Lord for your prayers of my family and me.
Yes, sister. Yes, sister. Yes. Amen. Sister Holmes says thanks. Thanks. She's thankful for prayers for her family and for her.
Amen.
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 Amen. At this time, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Maria, could you take us to the throne of grace?
Amen.
If there's anyone who has a special need, come boldly to the throne of grace. God will hear.
Amen. Shall we turn on our worship the Lord to page 663? 663 in the worship of the Lord. He will care for me. 663. 663. We'll sing 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4, then the chorus. 663.
I walk today in the Christian way, though dangers I may see. I will not fear, for the Lord is near, and he will care for me. No test I face, but sufficient grace is ready for my need. When sorrows rise to obscure my sky, he proves a friend in me. No matter what happens, he will care for me. He will care for me. He will care for me. And his mighty hand will enable me to stand. No matter what happens to me, he will not fail in the strongest gale that stormy winds can blow. And in his grace is a hiding place unknown to any foe. I trust in him though disasters grim before me seem to be. He calms my fears and he dries my tears and faithful is to me. No matter what happens, he will care for me. He will care for me. He will care for me. And his mighty hand will enable me to stand. No matter what happens to me.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you this Sunday morning, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to rise our heads to see this day, dear Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for all your blessings you bestowed upon each and every household that's represented today, dear Lord. We thank the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for being able to be amongst saints, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, being able to fellowship with one another, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, allow, dear Heavenly Father, the services today, dear Lord, to be able to allow us to leave, dear Heavenly Father, with our food, dear Heavenly Father, for the week, dear Heavenly Father. Allow us to be able to stand upon your word, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. There was a question asked, dear Heavenly Father, in my vehicle this morning, when are we going to change churches, dear Lord? And I turned around and I said, we're not changing churches. We hear the word of God each and every Sunday, dear Lord. And I thank the Lord for Cousin Patricia. She said it no sooner she opened up service, dear Lord. And that's why I looked down and said, did you hear what she said? They preach the word here, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So there's no need for us to leave, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, when we're hearing the word of God each and every Sunday, dear Lord. Each and every Wednesday, we're hearing a message, dear Heavenly Father, that comes from Brother Brian, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Yes. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for the prayer, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that go up on Tuesday, dear Heavenly Father,
yes.
For each and every saint in this household, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, of the church, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for the ones that they're praying for, dear Heavenly Father, family members, friends, dear Heavenly Father, ones that have been here before, dear Heavenly Father, Lord.
Yes.
We're asking, dear Heavenly Father, that they get their lives together before it's everlasting
yes.
too late, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for those prayers, dear Lord. I'm going to send up a prayer, dear Heavenly Father, at this time, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I've seen Tony Tanner, dear Heavenly Father, in the store not too long ago, dear Lord. And I know that that's probably a name that's been mentioned on Tuesday, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So continue to remember him, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. He has remarried, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. And he introduced me to his new wife, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. He was very adamant about asking about how the saints were doing and how the church was doing, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So I thank the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that I was able to represent for our household, dear Heavenly Father, being the church that we carry each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, for serving you, dear Lord. So, Lord, bless that family, dear Heavenly Father. Allow that family to come out, dear Heavenly Father, learn of you, dear Heavenly Father. He knows where the church is, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. It hasn't changed addresses, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So allow him to come out and bring his wife, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, so she can hear of the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. As well as him, dear Lord. Blessed dear Heavenly Father, Lord, the saints of God. We have Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. She asked, dear Heavenly Father, remember her, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, with this upcoming week she has a doctor's appointment, dear Lord. Bless her in her body, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank the Lord for seeing the older saints, dear Heavenly Father, come out each and every Sunday, dear Lord. It holds to, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what their life is like, dear Heavenly Father, serving you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they're able-bodied to come out, dear Heavenly Father, to be within the saints, the church of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for that blessing. Bless their family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless Cousin Deborah, dear Heavenly Father, Debbie, dear Lord. Bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm forgetting names right now. Shanice, dear Heavenly Father. Erica, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father, that they come out, dear Heavenly Father, and get their lives right before it's everlasting too late, dear Lord. They were raised here, dear Heavenly Father. They went to Sunday school just like I did, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So remember them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and their households. Allow them to get their lives right before it's everlasting too late, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, Brother Brian, dear Heavenly Father, he said there was accidents, dear Heavenly Father, on his way here, dear Lord. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, to remember his family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as well as the families that were out there, dear Lord. Lord, if someone lost their lives, dear Lord, bless that family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, allow these people within the world, dear Heavenly Father, to get their lives right before it's everlasting too late. Let our lives be able to shine, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, so that we can be able to teach others of the goodness of your word, dear Lord. Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, Jacob, Madeline, dear Heavenly Father, KJ, dear Lord, on Judy, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless that household, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Allow them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to come back to the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. They know of the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. They grew up in Sunday school just like I did as well, dear Lord. So allow them to come back and get the word, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and be taught of you, dear Lord, so they can understand, dear Heavenly Father, how what it is to live their lives right before it's everlasting too late, dear Lord. Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Cousin Beverly, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. What a saint, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I wasn't happy to hear what I heard, but dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank the Lord for her push, her striving for you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, staying strong within the word, dear Lord, still allowing, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to pray for those, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that are her family members that need to be right before it's everlasting too late, dear Lord. She's not even thinking of herself, and she reminds me of my grandmother. In her last days, all through the whole time, all she used to say was just to remember me. I thank the Lord for the blessings, dear Lord. She used to always ask for everyone else. Oh, so I miss her, dear Lord, but I thank the Lord for her life. And I thank the Lord for the cousin Beverly's life, dear Lord. Allow her, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, what she needs, dear Lord. Allow, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, the ones that she's praying for and her family, dear Lord, to get their lives right before it's everlasting too late, dear Lord. I love the testimony she has, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I love the walk, dear Heavenly Father, that she has within you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. It's something to look up to, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this order, saint, dear Lord.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the older saint that's on the phone, Sister Holmes, dear Lord.
Yes.
She pushes dear Heavenly Father to make sure she's on that phone, dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
To hear the word of God, dear Lord.
Amen.
That's a testimony to her life,
Amen.
The life that she lives, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless her family members that care for her, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless her in her walk, dear Heavenly Father, Lord.
Amen.
Keep her strong in you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. And it's such a nice thing to hear her voice, dear Heavenly Father, every time she's on the phone, dear Lord. So continue to remember her, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless Sister Smith's family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. She always prays for her daughter, her grandchildren, as well as her sister, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember, dear Heavenly Father, her family members, dear Lord. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for them just to come out. Come out and hear of the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Allow them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to hear of your goodness, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank the Lord that you're allowing Sister Smith to be able to continue to pray for him, dear Lord, through the life that she lives, dear Lord. Keep her safe on the roadways, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless the families that she helps, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for her job, dear Lord. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to remember Brother Reggie Jackson, dear Heavenly Father, at the door, dear Lord. Continue to remember him and his family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for their traveling mercies, dear Lord. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father, and his household, dear Lord. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Remember Brother Lavester Jackson, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this brother, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for his life that he lives, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless, dear Heavenly Father, William, dear Lord. I do not know his name of his daughters. I think Jada's one of them, but I can't remember the other if I'm wrong, dear Lord. Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, his household, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Bless them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they'll come out, dear Heavenly Father. When they're in town, they'll come out, dear Heavenly Father, and hear of the word of God, dear Lord. William grew up in Sunday school as well as I did, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So continue to remember him, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that he'll get his life right before it's everlasting too late. Continue to remember him. Keep him safe on those roadways, dear Lord, driving those big old trucks, dear Lord. Bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Sister Melita in the back, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember her and her household, dear Lord. Keep her safe, dear Lord. Bless, dear Heavenly Father, Jasmine and Uncle Joby, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, these souls, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Jasmine hears the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Allow her to be able to use it, dear Heavenly Father, throughout her weeks, dear Heavenly Father, while she's at school, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. While she's working, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Keep her safe, dear Lord. Bless, dear Heavenly Father, the other young children, dear Heavenly Father, or young adults, excuse me. We have Haley, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, Matthew, London, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Remember them while they're at school, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Prayer pressure is very strong, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. And we ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, the lessons that they learn each and every Sunday, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they put them to action, dear Heavenly Father, when something's brought to their attention, dear Lord. Allow them to step away from evil, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and not be a part of evil, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that you shield, dear Heavenly Father, your protection around them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Our children need your protection, dear Lord. Each and every day that they go to school, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, is another day, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they have attended, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and it might be unsafe that day. So, Lord, bless them, dear Lord. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Wrap your angels around them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I tell my kids all the time that those are angels watching over you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Allow them, dear Heavenly Father, to be strong to the positivity, be strong to the will of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and stand their ground when it comes to evil, dear Lord. Lord, we ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to remember their father and their mother, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, Tony and Venus, dear Lord. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Allow them to get their lives right before it's everlasting too late, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they've been promising to come to church, dear Lord. So we ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they come.
Amen.
They come and sit amongst the pews, dear Heavenly Father, with their children, dear Lord, so they can learn of you just as well as their children are, dear Lord. You send them, you need to be a part of it, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So we ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they get the message, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that they come and sit amongst the saints, dear Lord, and hear of the word of God, dear Lord, so they can learn for themselves, dear Lord.
Amen.
Lord, bless, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, my family, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for keeping us safe, dear Lord, traveling across the highways, the byways, the airways, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, blessing us, dear Heavenly Father, with the change of jobs, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings, dear Lord. I thank you truly, dear Heavenly Father, for our household, dear Lord. You've kept us safe, dear Lord. You've protected my children while they're out and about, dear Heavenly Father, at school, dear Lord. And you've also showed development in one, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So we thank the Lord for you, dear Lord. We continue to remember us, dear Heavenly Father, while we strive, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to do greater things for you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and to continue to serve you, dear Lord. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to remember Sister Melissa. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father, while she travels about, dear Heavenly Father, driving the church van, driving her own vehicle, dear Heavenly Father, helping out, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. It's nice to be able to be retired, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and travel about and do different things for the saints, dear Lord, as well as keeping, dear Heavenly Father, ones, dear Heavenly Father, safe, dear Heavenly Father. I know she deals with, Lord, she's leaving me on D, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So continue to remember Aunt D, dear Heavenly Father, in her body, dear Lord. Keep her safe, dear Lord. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, others that she deals with, dear Heavenly Father. I can't think of anybody right now at this time, but dear Lord, keep her safe, dear Lord. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, my mother, why she preaches the word of God, dear Lord. Allow her, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to keep seeing that stroll in your head, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. When she closes her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, I see that she sees the word of God just coming to her, dear Lord. And I thank the Lord for the Spirit allowing her to be guided, dear Heavenly Father, over the pulpit, dear Lord, to send the words, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that we need to our souls, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to keep us striving for you, dear Heavenly Father. The race is not to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank the Lord that we're able to continue to keep enduring to the end, dear Lord, because my goal is to be with you, dear Heavenly Father. That's what my life will be, dear Heavenly Father, to get my mansion, dear Heavenly Father, within the sky, dear Lord. And all I want to do is to serve you, dear Lord. So continue to remember, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, this church, not to forget some the Blake family, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Patricia, as well as Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Remember these two saints of God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you for all that they do for the church, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Food pantry and other different things that we do, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. They're right there, dear Heavenly Father, participating, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and never really making a prayer request for themselves, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. So continue to remember them and their families, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember Sister Lillian, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. I know she's listening in, so continue to remember her and her body, dear Lord. Allow her, dear Heavenly Father, to walk through those doors, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to fellowship with us once again, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to remember Brother Maurice's mother in Alabama, dear Heavenly Father, and his family in Alabama, dear Lord. Allow him, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to go back and see them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and put a smile on his mother's face again, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for our church family, dear Lord. It's such a blessing to know you have your family, but you ultimately have your church family, dear Lord. And I thank the Lord for you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Even though you might not be listed in the sets of family members or immediate family on the job, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, but you are my family of God, dear Lord, and I thank the Lord for each and every one of you, dear Lord. Continue to remember this church, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to remember the saints of God, dear Lord, the ones that are not here. We know that Sister India, dear Heavenly Father, and if India were sick, dear Lord, continue to remember them and their bodies, dear Lord. Continue to remember Sister Kiba. I don't know about her, but dear Lord, continue to remember, dear Lord, her. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember Brother Joseph, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bring him back, dear Heavenly Father. Bring others, dear Heavenly Father, with them, dear Lord. Allow him to keep his walk strong with you, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. We were just speaking about Haiti, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember his family members that are still in Haiti, dear Lord. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. He's working hard to get them here, dear Lord. So continue to remember him and his body, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to remember in the paperwork that he needs to get taken care of to get them here, dear Lord. Lord, bless dear Heavenly Father, Lord, with that. If I'm remembering, if forgetting someone, I apologize, dear Lord. But I thank the Lord for the ones that are here, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Continue to remember the ones that are not able to be here, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless them in their bodies, dear Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless the
Lord.
Bless the Lord. Sister
amen.
India.
Amen. Praise amen. God.
Amen.
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 Thank God.
Bless
God.
The Lord.
feeling better.
Feeling better. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Much. Yes. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer. Yeah. Thank God for. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God for answering prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
For the prayer that the Lord put on, laid on Sister Maria's heart. Thank God for seeing Sister India and Infinity.
Amen.
Thank God for
Amen.
His healing power.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Just, yeah, Sister Maria was praying, and she said that, you know, thank God for allowing us to come and get fed from His Word, and we come in, and then when we leave, we've been filled up, and I did there was a song that Sister Francine Scott used to sing before she was Scott, she was still Johnson. She stood right here and she said, "Fill my cup, Lord, fill it up, Lord. Come and quench this yearning in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Amen.
Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole." And as Sister Maria was praying, I thought, fill us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Amen. Thank God for hearing our prayer. That's even with the song, the opening song that Sister Millicent had, "Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness." Amen. We invite the Lord into our hearts when we come. We're not just inviting Him into our service. We invite Him into our hearts, and we bring Him with us and ask Him to have His way. And already we've been blessed this
Amen.
Service. Already. Amen. Thank God. Before you to offer prayer, before we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse. This is the second Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for the building fund. And as we file by, we may place that building fund offering in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, we know that God has blessed us. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for, Lord, how you have poured out, dear God, showers of blessings upon us, dear God. Lord, how you have given us, Lord, those things, Lord, that, and you knew beforehand, dear God, what we were going to need. And Lord, you have provided for our needs, dear God, our spiritual needs, our physical needs, dear God. Truly, Lord, you have been faithful, dear God, to us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that as we bring our tithes and offerings to thee, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would receive them, dear God, and that you would use them to your glory and honor. We pray, dear God, that you would make us good stewards, dear God, over these tithes and offerings, dear God, because they belong to you, dear God. And we dare not, dear God, be reckless, dear Father, in any way, dear God, with that which belongs to you. Lord, with these tithes and offerings, Lord, or with our lives, dear Father. For, Lord, when we are saved, dear God, when we've surrendered to you, Lord, we've given ourselves to you, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you count even our souls and our lives, Lord, of even more value, dear God, than these tithes and offerings that are being brought in.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to be good stewards, dear God, over, dear God, these lives that you have given us, dear Father. Lord, that we not waste or squander them in any way, dear God. Lord, help us, dear Father, Lord, to be stewards, dear Father, over these tithes and offerings, Lord, that they may be used to your glory and your honor. Always, Lord, we will give you the glory and praise for it, dear God. Lord, even when they're used, dear God, to help those who don't know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins, dear God, whether it be, Father, whatever it might be for, dear God, Lord, for purchasing food for the food pantry, dear God, or helping, dear God, those who might come up to the door, dear God, and who are hungry, dear God, or don't have a warm coat, dear Father, whatever it might be, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would give us direction, Lord, on what you would have us to do, dear God, with these tithes and offerings.
Amen.
For truly, as we've said, Lord, we don't want to be reckless with them, dear Father, but we want to be good stewards, dear God, Father, we want to do, Lord, that that you would have us to do, dear God, in all ways, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would bless each gift and each giver. And pray, dear God, that we may all give you the glory and praise in all things. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honored my confession. Since by his blood I'm whole. I'm truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He brings me through affliction. He leaves me not alone. He's with me in temptation. He keeps me for his own. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He keeps me firm and faithful. His love I do enjoy. For this I shall be grateful and live in his employ. Well, it is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. He pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. He honors my confession. Since by his blood I'm whole. I am truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful. It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name.
Amen.
It is truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Truly wonderful. Truly wonderful. Truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Glory to his name.
Amen. Has the Lord done something for you?
Amen.
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 Amen. The psalm poet said, he pardoned my transgressions. He sanctified my soul. Amen. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank God for all that he has done for us.
Amen.
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 Now it's time for us to hear his word.
Amen.
Thank God for all that he has done. And we know that it's through his word. When his word was made flesh and dwelt among us, we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We know that our salvation came through the Word of God made flesh through Jesus Christ, his Son. So we thank God for this great salvation. We're going to offer prayer as the Word is preached this day, the gospel according to God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Shall we stand and offer prayer for our pastor? She comes before us. And prayer for ourselves that we will receive the word.
Amen.
Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, once more,
thanking you, dear God, for the foregoing prayers, Lord, in this service, Lord, and the first prayer rendered by Pastor Jenkins, and the second season of prayer rendered by Sister Maria Belton. And, oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that, you, Lord, even, dear Father, in the prayer that was prayed, Lord, before our offering, dear God. And so, Lord, we're asking, Lord, for you to hear now, dear God, and asking, Lord, for you to work, dear God, in us. We're asking, dear God, that your spirit would work in Pastor Jenkins, dear God, and give her utterance from your spirit, Lord, to preach your eternal word to us, dear God. For, Lord, we come, Lord, with an expectant heart, dear God. We come with an open heart, dear God, ready for that heart to be filled, dear God, with your word. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, give her power, Lord, to preach your eternal word to us. And, Lord, open our hearts to receive all, Lord, that your spirit would give to us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to receive it. Help us, Lord, to obey it, dear God, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, if there are any, dear God, whether in this building, dear God, or listening on the phones, dear Father, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are not saved, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would reach them, Lord, where they are, dear God. And, Lord, that they would surrender to your word, dear God, would surrender to your spirit, even as he is drawing them to thee, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that a soul would be saved today, dear God, through the word that goes forth this day, dear God. For we know, Lord, that tomorrow is not promised, dear God. And we know that today is the day of salvation. So we're asking, dear God, that you would allow, Lord, a soul, dear God, to receive your word in such a way, dear God, that they would be able to be saved this day, that this would be their day of salvation, Lord. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Now have your way, dear God, in us. Help us, Lord, to give full attention to your word. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank God for being here this day, giving honor to Sister Blake. I thank God for you, dear sis, and each and every one of you that is here today. Thank the Lord. It was good to look out and see Sister India, knowing we've been praying for healing and seeing her in little infinity there smiling, and thank God for you, amen. Thank God. He couldn't keep you down, amen. The devil couldn't keep you down, amen. 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 It was good to see you, hear your voice, and you look good. And as you recover from your COVID, we just thank God for that, and to see all the saints that are here, and all the blessings that stowed upon us this day in prayer. As Sister Blake was saying, we thank God for that. Thank God for his precious word. Amen. Because truly God has been good to us, and we thank him for that. And we ask God's continued blessings be upon us. Amen. In our hearing, we read, thank God for the prayer too, the beautiful prayer he gave Sister Maria to pray. And we just thank God, because truly, you know, she touched on everything, I think, a little bit. May not have been able to call everyone's name, but she said, remember all the people of God. If her name wasn't called, she still said, remember. Amen. And I thank God for that. And, you know, during the week, saints of God, there's never a doubt in my mind. There never should be a doubt in any of our minds. You know, if you may not hear your name on Sunday morning, but during the week, I know someone's prayed for me. Amen? I hear the prayers on Tuesday, so I know, saints of God, all of us in here are being prayed for. Amen? And I know during the week that we are all whispering a prayer for each other, because the Bible tells us to pray for one another. And so there's nothing to worry about. You're being prayed for. Your name's being called out. And I thank God for that. Amen? Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 6, 15 through 20. I trust you have your Bibles, that you may go along with the word of God as it's being read. You have something to write with, that you may be able to write down some of the scriptures, so that if you're not getting everything today, you may be able to go back, maybe this evening, maybe tomorrow, if time allows, to be able to read the word of God, so you can get a fuller understanding as to what God has to say to us in the word of God. Amen? Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17 is where we're going to take the subject that the Lord has been sharing with us for the past 8 weeks on united with Christ Jesus. Thank God that it's just not contained to one message. There's a lot of word, saints of God, from Genesis to Revelations for us to get into. And we all know that God's word is precious to each and every one of us. And it ought to be, I should say, precious to each and every one of us. We ought to be just like Job was. As Job said in the passage of scripture, back in that 23rd chapter of Job, he let us know in verse 12, he said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. This word of God ought to be more than our necessary food that we get each and every day. We ought to desire it more and more. The more we read, the more we understand, the more we hear God's word, we ought to desire more for God to feed us more. Feed me till eat no more of God's eternal word. I know sometimes we sit down around the Thanksgiving holiday and we can't wait for that turkey. We're smelling all the cooking going on, amen? And we can't wait to eat. Well, that should be the same way when we came in the house of God this morning. Can't wait to eat the word of God, amen? Can't wait on Wednesday night to have the word of God taught to us. Because I know this past Wednesday we got it, amen? Oh, that we could hear the word of God being taught to us so we can continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what I want. I want to make sure that I'm growing in the Lord because the world is getting worse day by day, waxing worse and worse. The Bible didn't say anywhere in there that this world is going to get any better than what it is. And so let us get deeper in the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Lord bless. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And as the Lord leads, we would like to continue sharing some thoughts on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. Last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about Jude's letter to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Jude's message is for us too, saints of God. The Bible tells us in Romans, the 15th chapter, in the 4th verse, it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You see, every scripture in this Bible plays a crucial role in nurturing and strengthening our spiritual walk in Almighty God. Each verse, each Bible story, every word has the potential to transform our hearts and our minds and drawing us closer to Almighty God. When we read and study God's word and meditate upon the Bible, it allows us to tap into a source of divine guidance. It allows us to surpass any of our human understanding that is going on in the world today. The scriptures, the word of God provides for you and us wisdom, provides comfort, provides encouragement for us to run on this race that God has set before us. The word of God helps us to find strength. Helps us to find the solace that we need by helping us to draw closer to Almighty God. And when we find ourselves in a time of worry, we can look into the Psalms and read of how David found comfort in the Word of God. I ask that you turn with me for a moment to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. I know you Bible students know in this passage of Scripture, you find a moment when David faced enormous distress. The people around him were so distraught that they even considered stoning David. Yet in David's darkest moments, David found solace and encouragement. In verse 6, it says these words, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. Saints of God, there are times when you and I may not be able to call upon our brothers and sisters in the Lord, but we've got to be able to encourage ourselves. Amen. In the Lord. We've got to be able to get into the Word of God and be able to read what the Word of God says to find the solace that we need to be able to run on this race. Despite the overwhelming circumstances, David turned to his faith. How about you and I? are returning to our faith when things seem to be getting out of whack in our life, when things seem to be going down the wrong railroad track? Are we staying on our faith with Almighty God, allowing ourselves to get into God's word and allowing God's word to meditate deep down in our hearts and to help us to get back on the right track? You see, David drew strength from his relationship with God. David found comfort. He found encouragement in the Lord. And just as David found encouragement in the Lord, you and I can find that same comfort. We can find that same strength in our spiritual beliefs. You see, God has given us the Bible that we might know his will and his purpose in all the areas of our lives. This means knowing God and the life that God has for you and us to live in this present world. Our responsibility, by God's own direction, is to entrust our way to him, for God to lead and guide us. He has given unto us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is referred to as the comforter or the helper, and he plays a vital role in our lives. Now that you and I are believers, we are told in John, the 14th chapter and verse 26, these words: but the Comforter is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Now, Jesus, this was Jesus speaking. He was letting his disciples know about the Comforter. And he said, which is the Holy Ghost. And you see, we don't call the Comforter it, but he is he. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, the Comforter is a source of comfort for all believers. The Holy Spirit equips us. He equips us with spiritual gifts to fulfill our calling. These gifts enable us, saints of God, to serve others. God gave us these gifts to serve one another and to contribute to the growth of the family of God. That's why we're here, saints of God. The Holy Spirit helps us discern what's right and from what is wrong. If the Holy Spirit didn't help us, we would be just as lost as the world is lost today. But through his guidance, you and I are able to gain insight into God's will. And we are able to make right choices for our lives. John 16, verse 13 says, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Have you found that to be so, saints? For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. You see, the Spirit of the Lord does not have his own agenda. His agenda is not outside of the will of God. Amen? He's our guide. He's our direction. He's our strength. And everything he speaks, Jesus is saying here, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Do you believe the word of God? Amen?
Amen.
I know the Spirit of the Lord guides me. Amen? There are times, sometimes when you get up in the morning, you may think that you're running a little late. And you may say, well, you know, I just can't seem to get things together here. And you be running around the house trying to find a sock here and trying to find this there. And then all of a sudden you sit down in exasperation and you just say, oh, Lord, help me. I don't know what it is. Then you get out on the roadway and see a big old pile up. Oh, that was God just detaining you a little bit. Amen. Helping you, Lord, just slow down and sit down and take a little time to have a little talk with Jesus. Oh, there are times you got to have it, amen? There are times you just got to sit down, saints of God. I know we may be running late, and we've got all these appointments. We got to make sure children are at school at this time. We got to make sure this is that, and this one over here is gone here at this time. But there's just a time where we need to sit down, and we need to talk with Jesus, amen? And tell him all about our troubles. Sometimes we're going through some things we may not want to share with one another. We may think they may be a little bit too embarrassing to come into the house of God. And we may be a little too embarrassed to say, you know, I didn't have enough money to meet my bills this week. I didn't have enough money to pay my electric bill.
I didn't have enough money to pay my gas bill. I'm a little behind on my rent. I didn't have enough to pay my car payment. Amen? Oh, but you can talk to Jesus. Amen? You can tell him all about your troubles. You can say to him, Lord, you know my finances. You know where they stand right now. You know I'm not able to pay that water bill. And I got that notice on my front door that says they're going to turn off my water, but I'm going to put my trust in your hands. Why? Because the psalmist said to me, I was once young. I am now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And God will shower down blessings upon you. Why? Because you took time to look up to Jesus. As Sister Melita said to me on yesterday, one of her favorite scriptures is in the 121st division of Psalms, where David said in the word, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. When's the last time, saints of God, have we lifted up our eyes to Jesus? When's the last time have we grabbed a box of Kleenex, as Brother Byron said, and got down on the floor and went to war because we knew that we had something on our mind? But David said that psalm, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. Saints, do you know your help comes from Jesus? When you're in a time of turmoil, when you don't know which way to turn, your help cometh from Jesus. Oh, he went on to say, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. And I found that to be so. Amen?
Amen.
Well, God is not asleep. God is not asleep when you're going through something. God is not asleep when things are happening all around us. But our God is just waiting for us, saints of God, to call on him. Our God is just waiting for us to say, you say you're united with Christ Jesus, then learn how to lean and depend on him. Amen. Learn how to lean when you're going through something. Don't allow the world to get you off keter. Don't allow the world to tell you you got to run away from God, but stand in the holy place and see what God has for you. Amen. Praise our God. You see, the Holy Spirit reminds us of Jesus' teaching. He reminds us the truth that is found in God's eternal word. Oh, he'll bring to our minds the words of Christ. He will help us to stay rooted and grounded in faith. He will help us to stay rooted and grounded in truth. Praise our God. In Romans the 8th chapter, we are told how the Spirit intercedes for us when we struggle to express ourselves and our needs and our concerns to Almighty God. He can communicate our deepest longings to God, even when our words fail us. Look at what it says there in verse 26. Praise our God. It said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Have you been there, saint? For we know not what we should pray. There are times you may get out and your heart may be so overwhelmed. You may get out and say, Lord, I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray right now. I just feel so much anxiety coming up over me, Lord. But look at what it says, for we know not what we should pray, for as we are, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, my, 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 praise our God. This is not talking about speaking in tongues, amen?
Amen.
It's not talking about rolling on the ground. No, this is talking about the Holy Spirit knowing when our hearts have been overwhelmed, saints of God. When our hearts need God to intervene, there are times in our lives, yes, our hearts are going to get overwhelmed. That's why David said, when your heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that rock is Jesus. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that fosters our fellowship among believers. He brings us together as a unified body of Christ. You see, as part of the family of God, we find comfort and support in one another. This is what Sister was praying about in Ephesians, the second chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there in verse 19 of that scripture. He says, now therefore, he said, ye are no more strangers. Oh, do you believe the word of God? Now that you've come to the family of God, you're no more strangers.
and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Praise our God. That's what we are now. We are fellow citizens with each other. We are no more strangers and foreigners. When we came in, we may have been, but not anymore. Praise our God. But let me go back to verse 18. He said, for through him we have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Oh, but he didn't stop there, saints of God. He told us about our spiritual foundation. He said, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being what? The chief cornerstone. See, that's the spiritual foundation that you and I are standing on. And Jesus already declared in the word of God in Matthew, he declared in there, upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's the foundation that this we're standing on. We're standing on the rock of Jesus Christ. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, Jesus has already let us know we're on a sure foundation in God. Amen. He said, in whom all the building fitly framed together. Oh, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Saints of God, we fit together. You know, sometimes I remember as a child growing up, my parents used to have puzzles, 500 pieces, 1,000 piece puzzles and all that. And we would sit down, we had like a little table, card table, and they would put those out and each one would come up and, you know, sit down and try to figure out the pieces. Mainly every time we start a puzzle, you know, you always get that border, you know, get the border so you can get the connection. Oh, but that's how we are. And then if a piece doesn't fit, then you try to push it, and someone would say, no, that don't fit there, and you'd be trying to push it. Oh, praise our God. But in the family of God, when we're saved, we are all the building fitly framed together. Amen? Praise our God. Unto an holy temple in the Lord. He said, in whom ye are also builded together. Oh, see, we're building this fast. We're coming up together in the Lord, saints of God. We're learning the word together. Oh, that sister said, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. We are all building up together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our helper and guide. He provides solace, wisdom, and unity within the body of Christ. Scriptures not only speak to us about comfort, but they give us warnings. Warnings that serve as valuable lessons to you and me. They are left on record to provide us with instructions in righteousness and true holiness. Bible warnings show us how to endure in turbulent times while fostering hope and stability in our spiritual journey that we are in right now. Let us never turn away from God because we are facing some trials of life. There's no better life outside of the life in Christ Jesus. You Bible students know the story of how Jesus fed 5,000 in John, the 6th chapter. And while Jesus was speaking to them, and letting them know that he was the bread of life. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says that some of the disciples murmured. In verse 61 of John, the 6th chapter, Jesus asked this question. He says, does this offend you? I ask that you read all the other part in your leisure, because he talks in verse 51 about, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give in my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So Jesus is talking about him being the bread of life. But in verse 61, he asks this question. He says, does this offend you? My, my, my. He said, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, meaning that maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Thank God for his word. Amen. But there are some of you that believe not. Look at what Jesus said. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. See, you can't hide anything from God.
I don't care how you want to play or portray what you are. If you're not right, God knows it. Amen. Jesus is saying here, he knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you go also? Will you also go away? You see, there's no need to run away from God. But look at what he went on to say there. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Saints of God, now that we're serving God, whom shall we go to? If we run away from God, where are you going? Because the old life of sin was not prosperous. Amen? I know some will look back and say, well, oh, I had money. I had this. I was playing a lot. I was doing it. But you weren't happy? Oh, how many were happy in sin? There's no happiness in sin. Not according to the word of God, especially when we know what we know. For the wages of sin is death. There's no happiness in sin. Amen? But Peter went, he said, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen? Praise our God. Got to be steadfast in the word of God. You got to steadfast in our walk with the Lord. Don't turn away from God because you're going through something. Don't turn away from God because the enemy is trying to get you all tied up in things and tied up in your flesh. Crucify the flesh. Stand on the word of God. Walk in the spirit as we're told. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Our Heavenly Father can bring us through any affliction. He can bring us through any hardship. He can bring us through any loneliness. All we have to do is trust him and be true. Amen? There's nothing too hard for him. I know some of our young people, they may want to get married, and some of them that are not married. Oh, but wait on the Lord, amen? You can run ahead of God, and you can get yourself all mixed up in something that you wish you would have stayed, were single. Amen? God knows, amen? Hold on, wait on God. God will show you what's right. God will show you what's wrong. God will show you, you know, they may look good on the outside. You see, we have the tendency to look on the outside. You know, they look good, don't they? You know, if to the women, if a man is looking so good, how's he going to let you get in the mirror? Amen? Come on. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Because the Bible said he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Amen? And findeth favor of God. Amen? Praise our God. So wait on the Lord. Don't run ahead of God. God will take care. God will make a way, man. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know that things in this life can seem hard at times. But let us just stay united with Christ Jesus. And I know our God will make a way out of no way. Remember, it is Christ who comforts us in troubled times. We're told in the 55th division of Psalms, these words, turn with me there for a moment. He says there in verse 22. He says in Psalm 55, 22. He said, to cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You think about it. God is the one that sustains us. He said, but thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their lives, but I will trust in thee. You see, the wicked's going to be cut off. And people are running back to the wicked things that are going on in this life, following after things that are wrong, following after them because they feel that I've got to go back out here. You see, we have to stand firm in our faith. We got to stand firm in our trust of God. We got to follow what he has us to do. Instead of us trying to carry our troubles alone, we've got to take them to Almighty God. God urges us to fully trust him. Is your trust in God or is it trust in mankind? Is it trust in all the social things that they say in this world that you can come to when they've got all kinds of strings attached to them? Saints of God, we saw that one Saturday when a young woman came up here to the house of God and how they were supposed to be helping her in this program she was in. They brought her here, went and picked her up from where she lived and brought her here. And then when the program was over with, they didn't make sure she got home, and she was running on the street overnight long, got bruised and beat up. We were seeing all her bruises, and her hair was ripped out and stuff like that. She was just in turmoil. And she ended up showing up here. It was one Saturday at a food pantry. We happened to be on the parking lot. And she said she heard the word of God through the mic all the way down to Broad Street, and she just followed the sound. And when she got here, she was in disarray. But thank God, the saints of God didn't just say, be on your way, you be blessed. Saints of God, we do no good when we just tell people, will you be blessed? They come to us and they say they have all this. The Spirit of the Lord is not saying to us that we hand out money or give monetary things. But there are some things, saints, we have that we can help out. Amen? There's some things that we can do, and the saints of God came together and began to pray, and we got our minds together, and we were able to help the young lady to get back to her city where she came from here in the state of Ohio. We didn't just tell her, you be on your way, honey, you'll be okay. No. She said she had spent that night out on the out in the world, on the street, and they beat her up. She had bruises, and her hair was ripped out of her head. Oh, it was a sad situation. But I thank God for the love of God that the saints had for this soul. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. You see, we need the help of God always in our walk with the Lord. We need his love and care for us. We know that God's love and care is unwavering for you and I. Therefore, we must not be over anxious about any situation that we might be going through right now, that we might be facing. But we've got to trust in Almighty God. We got to surrender all of our worries over to God. He is the one who is more capable of handling those worries and those troubles than you and I are. Amen? When we do, we acknowledge his sovereignty. We acknowledge his love for us. All saints of God, we've talked about faith. We've talked about hope. We talked about wanting peace in our lives. When we cast our burdens upon the Lord, it's an act of our faith. It's an act of trusting and believing and belief in what God has said he can do in his word. And notice what his promise is to us, is to sustain us, meaning he will not allow us to be shaken or overwhelmed. His strength will uphold us even in challenging times, saints. Jesus said these words in John 14. He said in John 14, verse 25, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He said, but the Comforter, we just read this part here, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He said, peace, this is what Jesus was saying, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Then he went on to say these words, not as the world giveth. You see, the world is talking about peace right now. Talking about peace talk and cease fighting and things that are going on. But the world can't bring peace. But Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let it be afraid. We have nothing to be troubled about when we are serving Almighty God. He said, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. Oh, look at how he recognized his Father. He said, and now I have told you before, it came to pass that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Christ has already told us in the word of God. But he said, when it comes to pass, that we might be able to believe. That's our faith, saints of God. He said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. Oh, Satan is all around us right now. As sister said, I believe we read it in the word of God. We read it in Job, where Job had said in the word of God, he asked the question, God asked the question of Satan. He said, where have you been? He said, out. Going to and fro, in and out. Let me get their scripture so I can say it just exactly how the Bible has it. He said, now in Job 1, verse 6, It said, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them, saints of God. Whenever we come together, the devil's going to try to come too. Because the devil wants to do nothing but destroy. He doesn't want the word of God to go forth. He doesn't want our souls to be fed. He wants us to be like the masses and many around right now, not hearing the truth of God's word. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, which cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. Oh, that's what the devil's doing. Oh, and he's doing it in a mighty, mighty way right now. He is all over, everywhere, doing things, causing all kinds of disruption. As Sister said, not only in the United States, but he's also in other countries, third world countries, Haiti, and various places. Look at all the unrest in our land that is going on right now. Saints of God, we're not to run away from God, but we need to be grabbing hold of God as tightly as we possibly can and holding on. We are seeing things that some of the older saints did not see. We have some older saints that are with us right now. They are seeing things that they've not seen in all the years that they've been upon this world. But they are seeing them right now. And they can tell you, Sister Carol, Sister Holmes, they can say to you that these are the signs of the times, as the word of God says, as time grows worse and worse, as Jesus said in the word of God, because the love of many has waxed cold. He said that iniquity shall abound, is iniquity abounding right now? Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. People love sin more than they love the word of God. They love living sinful lives. They love the pleasures of this world more than they love the word of God. And that's what we're seeing going on right now. Amen? But hold on. Don't let go of God. Amen. Jesus went on and said, hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. My. No matter what we are going through in this life, let us continue to uphold and protect the essential truths of our Christian faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God the Spirit of the Lord last Lord's Day had Sister Blake in her exhortation to give further details on what Jude had said in the passage of Scripture that we read. You see, Jude's purpose in his letter was twofold. He wanted to expose the false teachers that had crept into the Christian community. He said in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. And we're seeing that today, amen? He said in denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, they deny Jesus Christ. And they're turning things of God into lasciviousness, lustful things. Oh, people are not going to hear the word of God. They're going to be entertained. They go in places where that, you know, you go in and you half the time you don't hear nothing about God. It's all about jumping and praising God. We're up jumping all the whole service and praising God. I know what I'm talking about, saints. I've been places. I went to a funeral one time. And I went to, it was a former coworker of mine and her husband. They both died. She died one day and he died the next. I mean, he died one day. He died the one day and then she died the next day. And it was during the COVID time. And they both had COVID. And I remember going in there and being at the funeral. And, you know, her children, because they had children and, you know, it had to be a sad time to have lose both mom and dad within 24 hours of each other. And I remember being there at the funeral. And I remember sitting there waiting to hear something where it was going to be some kind of comfort to the family or even comfort in the scriptures to speak to souls that do not know Jesus Christ. But then they got into praise and worship and it went on and on and on and on, and people were jumping up and on the stage and jumping around, and oh, it became like almost like a dance session.
I ended up getting up and leaving. I never heard any word. I never heard anything that was said. But it just the music became so much louder and louder that it just became obnoxious to you. And I thought to myself, is that what it's all about now? I thank God, and you know, we've mentioned it many times. I thank God that he blessed our dear brother to talk to us about two Saturdays. And I don't know if the next one for Food Pantry is going to be on truth again. But he spoke to us about what is truth and why the word is truth. It's important to know why the word of God is truth. It's important to know why Jesus Christ died. It's important to know when we quote John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. There's a reason for that. It's not just for us just to recite that scripture over and over again and say, well, I know a Bible verse. No. That we, when we read John 3:16, he goes on and says in there, he said, for that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How can you believe in God if you don't have someone to teach you the word of God? He went on to say, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be what? Saved. He went on to say, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten of the Son. Sometimes you see John 3:16, and they'll have, if you're watching a football game, maybe on television, you'll see it, they'll have John 3:16, but there's more to just saying John 3:16. There's a purpose for John 3:16. And that purpose is for us to believe in the Son of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he died so that we might have a right to salvation. Salvation is important. Because without it, we're not going to see the kingdom of God. We're not saved. We're not going to get in. Turn with me to Romans for a moment. Praise our God. He lets us know that in the word of God. And I know, saints of God, we know these scriptures. You may say, Sister Renee, you're preaching to the choir. No, I'm preaching what the Spirit of the Lord has given me. Someone is listening that needs to understand. Someone is listening that needs to know that Jesus is the only way. Someone has walked away from the Lord that is dear to my heart. They need to understand that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that you will not find peace in this world, but you're going to find turmoil in your life. And you need to come back to Almighty God. Praise our God. He says in Romans 10, verse 9, that if you thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. We have nothing, saints of God, to be ashamed about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing for us to be ashamed about living the way we live our lives, living holy and righteous life in Christ Jesus. There's nothing to be ashamed about that. Amen. He said, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Then he went on to say, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? There's a reason for me here. Amen? Mm-hmm. And how shall they preach except they've been sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We have a responsibility, saints of God, to preach the word of God. Amen? Praise our God for souls to be saved. As I was saying, I thank God that the Spirit gave Sister Blake in her exhortation to give further details on what Jude was saying in his message, and how Jude exposed the false teachers. And we read there in verse 4, he said, for certain men had crept in unawares. Jude wanted to encourage the Christians to stand firm in their faith.
He wanted them to stand firm in their belief. And he wanted them to earnestly fight for the truth of God's eternal word. You see, Jude recognized that the messages that the false teachers were peddling was going unnoticed by the faithful. Saints of God, that's why we've got to know the word of God. Because we got to know when it's false doctrine. We got to know that when it's just something to tickle, itchy ear. We don't want to have itchy ears. But we want to know that it's true. The Bible said, Jesus said, the truth will make you free. Not false teaching, but truth is what makes us free. Amen? He reminded them of God's judgment for their disbelief. Saints of God, I believe folks today need the same reminder. People are turning away from God, going back into the world. We're told in Luke, the 9th chapter, in verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You see, when you look back, you say that it indicates a lack of commitment to God. You want to go back out into the world because you believe the world has something better to offer you. And I haven't found that to be so, amen? In Hebrews, the 6th chapter, look at what it says here. It said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. That's why we got to perfect this walk, saints. You can't stay in your justified state because in your justified state, that's your salvation, your beginning of your work, your salvation in the Lord. But you got to go on to perfection. He said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead where God doesn't want us. Well, I sinned today. Oops, forgive, Lord, forgive me. No, God wants us to perfect this walk. Sin is a known transgression of God's law. You know right from wrong. You know what is wrong and you know what is right and you know what God has said in his word. He went on to say, leaving again the foundation of repentance from dead works of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Then look at verse 4. So people want to leave God. Well, verse 4 said, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. You see, once you have tasted, he said, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. And we're made partakers of the Holy Ghost. This is to those who want to leave God. He said, it is impossible. You know, Brother Maurice has been talking to us about apostasy. And I don't know if that's going to be part of what he's going to talk to us about in May. But Brother has brought this up. But he said, it's impossible for those who have once were enlightened, meaning you have tasted of God. You have heard God's word. You were enlightened. You were told that Jesus is the bread of life. You were shared the word of God. You've been there when the saints have prayed and God has worked a miracle. You've been there and you've seen where God has brought somebody through a situation. He said, and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Oh, you've tasted of all the things that God has given to the people of God. He said, and we're made partakers of the Holy Spirit. You can witness that you were walking in the Spirit. He went on to say, and have tasted the good word of God, meaning you were fed the good word of God. You were fed what Brother Byron said, the truth of God, the eternal word, and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put to him an open shame. He said, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them, by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. If you fall away, you might not be able to renew and come back to God. That's serious, saints. Because people want to put God on the shelf. Because I'm young and I'm going to live my life. No. God is not to be put on the shelf. Amen.
Amen.
We don't need to have Bibles sitting on our cadenzas, our tables and end tables open, and we don't read them. Because it does no good. It's just collecting dust. Amen? But we need to open them up and read the word of God and taste and see how good the Lord is. Amen?
But as we were speaking about Jude was working to increase their awareness. He was doing this for ours too, saints of God. As Sister Blake read in that 20th verse of Jude, let's turn back there for a moment. She said, but he said in the word of God, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Saints of God, we are being encouraged to strengthen ourselves. We are being encouraged by deepening our faith in Almighty God. If we are united with Christ, then we're going to want to live as close to him as possible by building ourselves up. Oftentimes we quote Philippians 2, verse 12, where we are told in the scriptures there to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But let us understand what Paul was saying here, what we are to work out. Before we were saved, God worked on us through the Holy Spirit of God. And now that we are saved, the Holy Spirit is working within you and I. The Holy Spirit gives us understanding as to what is the will of Almighty God for our lives. And he creates in us a desire to want to hear the word of God, a desire to want to be in his presence. Amen. How many understand what the Spirit is saying right now? Do you have that desire? You see, this walk we're in right now, you've got to desire it. You've got to have a want for being saved. Just like we desire anything in this life, there are things in this life that we desire. There's some people desire, they may have a set day in the week, they eat something, and they say, well, I desire to have this week something. We've got to have a desire, more of a desire for the Word of God than that. We've got to have that feeling within us that says, I know that I cannot live this life without Jesus Christ. I know I cannot go without studying the word of God. I cannot go without prayer. I cannot go without fellowshipping with my brothers and sisters in the Lord, because why? They are my strength. I know we've used this scripture over and over again, but it's the word of God that iron sharpeneth iron. And when iron, as sister said, sharp and sparks begin to fly off. Why? Because we are beginning to help each other to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord so we can run on this race. Oh, it's rough out there, saints. The enemy is busy on every hand. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to get us to turn back on God. We've got to continue to run on for Jesus. Got to run on for him in spite of all the things that are happening. See, this is what Paul is telling us, that now that we have come to Christ Jesus, we are to complete our walk. We are to carry it to conclusion. You see, earlier in this chapter in Philippians 1, verse 6, he told them, listen to what Paul said to them. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? You see, Paul had seen firsthand the good work that God had begun in the Philippian believers. Paul loved the Philippians. He deeply loved them and desired to see them to continue to grow in their Christian maturity. He wanted them to abound in their spiritual understanding. And saints of God, our Christian walk is an ongoing journey of growth. We didn't just get saved and sit down. No. But we got to grow in grace. We got to grow. And that's why he told, as newborn babes, he tells them to desire the sincere milk of the word. A desire is a want, something that you desire, or just a natural thing. It is something that you're going to go after. Amen? Praise our God. Pray. When you have a desire for the things of God, you're going to do everything possible to make sure that you are right with Almighty God. You're going to make sure every day of your life that you're living it according to the word of God. You're going to make sure every day of your life you are living close to Jesus Christ. You're going to know when things are wrong, and you're going to be able to say, that's not for me. I don't have to even think. I don't have to go pray, Lord, do you want me to? No, I know it's not right. Why? Because your desire to do right. You have a spiritual desire in you that I do not want to offend my God, which is in heaven. Amen? praise our God. Never want to offend God. I want to live so that God knows that I'm a child of God. Praise our God. Let us not get into our walk with God and then walk away from it. Because we're having some difficulties. If we know the scriptures, we will know that those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We're all going to go through something in this life. I don't believe there's anyone sitting here under the sound of my voice that can say they haven't gone through anything. Even this past week, no matter where we are, how far we are in the Lord, how long we've been saved in the Lord, all of us are going through something. Amen?
Amen.
There's something going on in our life. I know things may not be pleasant at times, but we can fully trust God to bring us through. It may not be the nicest thing that we have to, but we can trust God. We don't have to quit on God. We don't have to go back and tell someone, you remember, we've been witnessing to other people and telling people, oh, I'm living for the Lord. I'm living for God. I'm living for... Then you go back to the same coworkers and you're doing the same thing they're doing. You've rebuilt all those things that you have destroyed. Now you're back doing what they're doing. And then they're looking at you. I thought you lived for the Lord. What kind of message is that? That you're saying that God can't keep me. God, you're saying that God is a liar. But that's what you're saying. That's what the word says. Because when you don't keep the commandments of God, the Bible says that you're calling God a liar. He said in the word of God, turn with me there for a moment. Since you, let's turn to 1 John. 1 John, he said in the second chapter, verse 2, he said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You say that I'm living for the Lord, but I can't do what you say to do, Lord. I can't live like that. Well, then you're a liar. Oh, and all liars, the Bible says in Revelation, shall have their part in the lake, what? That burns with fire and brimstone. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're living in a time right now that lies are being pumped up. It's okay to lie. It's okay to be associated with being someone that's a liar. But not in God's kingdom. Amen? Not in God's world. Praise our God. Paul, when speaking to the brethren at Philippi, he wanted them to move deeper in the things of God. He wanted them to grow towards maturity. And that's our ultimate goal, saints of God, because we are told in Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse, these words, till we all come into unity. So you say we were united. He wants us to all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Here's that word perfect again. He said, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Why? He went on in verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. God didn't want us to be tossed around. He said, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. There's a lot of winds of doctrine out there going on. He said, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they do what? Lie and wait to deceive. See, the devil is just laying around waiting to deceive, but speaking the truth in love. May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Praise our God. Then he went on to say, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. That's what we are, saints of God. We're fitly joined together. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Paul went through some perils in his journey. 2 Corinthians 11. Turn with me there for a moment. Paul describes some of the trials and hardships that Paul endured. But remember what Jesus said in the word of God. Remember there when he was told to go to Ananias on the road to Damascus after his experience there. And remember when Ananias heard about him. And Ananias began to question the Lord. And he was saying that he had heard from others about him. But then Jesus said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And then Paul in 2 Corinthians described some of the trials and described some of the hardships that he endured. He said there in verse 24, the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day, and I have been in the deep. In journeyings, often in perils. Peril means danger of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils of the in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among folk. Saints of God, we've not been through all these things, amen? He said in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the church. Look what Paul was just laying it all out. He was letting us know some of his trials, his hardships that he went through. He said, who is weak and I am not weak? Who is offended and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. He said, in Damascus, the governor under our riches, the king kept the city of the Damascens with a garrison desirous to apprehend me and threw a window in a basket. Paul says, was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands? Praise God. Paul was letting us know he went through some things. He went through far more than many of us have gone through. You see, you see right now what's going on, far too many are getting in, but they're not staying in. They're not going on to perfection. Many find it hard to be holy as opposed to living in sin. However, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 13:15 that the way of a transgressor is hard. Sin is one of the major reasons why it's difficult for folks to live a holy life. You can't be united to Jesus Christ if you're not living a holy and righteous life. Sin, we are told in Isaiah 59:2, separates from God. Jesus said in John 3, verse 19, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, light and darkness cannot mix. Therefore, sin and holiness cannot coexist in one's life. You are either one or the other. You're either a saint of God or you are a child of the devil. Praise God. People today think that they can mix sin and holiness and still say that they are living a life for God. They have one foot in sin. They have one foot, they try to say, in holiness. But you're only deceiving yourself. Because the Bible tells us that you can't live for God and mammon. The devil has people believing that their goodness or their good deeds is what's going to get them into the kingdom of God. The Bible in Isaiah 64:6 says, all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. This is speaking about self-righteousness. Jesus Christ is the gateway into the kingdom of God. And he has told us in the word of God in John 3, verse 3, that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Being born again means you are now a child of God. That old life of sin has passed away, and you are now living in newness of life in Christ Jesus. I say to those that are not saved, don't let the devil fool you. You see, if you're living in sin, you will not see Jesus if you die in them. Saints of God, I know we have all encountered people who will say to us, well, it's impossible to live holy in this life. When 1 Peter 1, verse 16 tells us we must be holy as he is holy. We know that in the Old Testament, God instructed holiness from his people. He said in Leviticus 20, verse 7, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Also in Genesis 17, you can read these in your leisure. He told in verse 1, he told Abram, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. You hear people say all the time, well, we can't be perfect. Why would God tell Abram to walk before me and be thou perfect? Because God expects holy living from his people. You see, God cannot ask something of us that God knows that we cannot do. But he asks us to be holy. Why? because he knows by his grace and in his mercy, we can live a holy life. And it is possible in this present world. How many know what I'm talking about? People say to us, no one can live holy. That's a lie from Satan. Satan knows that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. The devil wants to keep souls comfortable in their sin. Sometimes you talk to our loved ones about sin and about the way they're living their life, and they're just enjoying living in sin. Some of them get up every day and they say, well, I just get up and I get a beer and I just sit back and watch all kinds of TV and I do my little this and do my little that. They're just enjoying sin, not thinking about eternity, and don't know that sin is destroying their lives. I say to our young people listening in, I know some of you are waiting till you turn 18, the ripe old age, that you can make your own decisions. But I say to you, remember Ecclesiastes 12:1. It encourages young people to remember their Creator in the days of their youth. You see, dedicating your life to God and having a vision centered around God is essential for you. The saints of God, yes, are praying for you. And I believe saints of God, people call because people want us to pray for them in particular. They know we can get a prayer through. And God knows that. But I say to our young people, while you are young, come to God and spare yourselves of the hardship of life. God wants you to come to him while you're in your youth. Why? Because of your strength. You can serve God. You can be much use in the kingdom of God. You might be saying to me, well, Sister Renee, I want to just live my life. I want to enjoy life before I come to Almighty God. See, the other night, Brother Tony and I were sitting and eating dinner and watching the news. And we were listening to the evening news. We heard about three young people at the age of 16. They were in serious car accidents. Two of them, they said, went into eternity. The other one is still in critical condition right now. They came up and they said the schools are mourning the loss. And this is devastating. I know that some don't believe in telling young people about these things, but these tragic things. But I believe that the Spirit wants them to be warned. He wants them to know that you're not going to always be around. You're not going to be able to, you may not reach 70. As people will say, well, God promised us 70. Oh, but you might not reach 70. You might not reach 21. You might not reach 18. None of us know when death is going to come. Amen. But it behooves us to make our peace calling an election sure right now. You see, none of us are promised life outside of the moment that we are in right now. But I say, come to Jesus before your life is wrecked with the sins of this old world in which we are living right now. Before the devil convinces you that there is no pleasure in the things of God. Before your bones become full of the sins of your youth. You see, the invitation is to come is for the young and old. Not just for the young people, even old people need to come to God. Christian life, I know, can be challenging at times. But that's all right, but it can be challenging in Jesus Christ. Jesus did not promise any of us who chose to follow him that we would have some nice and cozy life. That's not what he said. Instead, he told us that we will suffer many things for his sake. But he said, nevertheless, if we endure to the end, we will gain eternal life in the many blessings that come with it. This is how we build ourselves up, saints of God. We have a personal responsibility to know where we stand with Jesus. God expects his people to live like Jesus while we are in this world. Just as Jesus was obedient to the will of his Father when he said in Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 42nd verse, he said these words. He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. You and I are to be obedient to him as well. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You see, the Christian faith stands on two foundations. We stand on trust and we stand on obedience in God's eternal word. In 2 Corinthians 13, turn with me there for a moment. Paul says this in verse 5. Paul tells the saints at Corinthians, he says, to examine yourself. That's what Paul told them to do. He said, whether you be in the faith, prove your own self. Know ye not your own self how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. Paul tells the saints to examine themselves. He was letting us know that we have a personal responsibility to know where we stand with God. It is not up to the pastor to examine the members, but each of us must do a self-examination of ourselves. You see, in the natural, men are encouraged to have a prostate exam, a screening, to look for early signs of prostate cancer, right? Also, women were asked to do monthly examinations, also to have mammograms to determine or detect signs for early signs of breast cancer. How much more should we examine our souls? How much more should we examine where we stand with God to know if we are still united with Christ Jesus? That's why we got to search ourselves. We got to search ourselves and know where we stand with God at each and every moment of our lives. I truly want to say I thank God. I thank God for the Wednesday night Bible study. I thank God for how God blessed our dear brother to break unto us the bread of life. The brother said, for us to keep our guard up. We have to keep our guard up, saints of God, at all times. I know time has gotten away from us, so we're going to come to a close. But I do want to say to Brother Maurice, I thank God for your brother. I thank God when you gave us the warning for us not to slack off in these last days, not for us to get to the point where we just lay down and we say, well, you know, it's okay. I don't have to go to church. Sister so-and-so will be there today. She's always there. That's not Sister so-and-so's responsibility, but it's yours to be here. Brother said, we are in a spiritual warfare to protect our souls. And then I went out there. I did like Brother Byron. I put a little star by Hosea, the 10th chapter. Oh, my, my, my. Saints of God, I thank you because I know the enemy has been on attack on me. And I said that early on, even in the prayer God gave me, because the enemy has been coming at me. Because, saints, my job, my responsibility or my calling is for us all to get in a deeper relationship with Almighty God. God has an expectation for his people. God is looking for a faithful people. He said to us through his son, Jesus Christ, in Revelation 2, verse 10, he said, be thou faithful unto death. He said, and I will give thee a crown of life. You see, throughout the word of God, we are told how to have a deeper relationship with God. This is done through the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit places that passion within us to want to know better God and to want to know better his word and want to grow spiritually in God. But sadly, many only want to hear smooth things. Many want to come to the house of God as a social event and not to learn more about Jesus Christ. People are wanting to tell the pastor what to preach and what not to preach. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives me the messages. The Holy Spirit is the one that speaks through me to deliver the word of God. And as I shared with someone this past week, I take my calling seriously. Why? In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. We're coming to a close. Look at what he says there. In order for us to continue to be united with Christ Jesus, we've got to be on one accord, saints of God. We've got to run this race together. He said there in Hebrews 13, verse 17, he said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give an account. See, I've got to give an account for your soul that they may do it with joy. See, God has made me the spiritual watchman. Sister Blake, spiritual watchman. Brother Byron, Brother Maurice, Brother Jackson, our teachers, our spiritual watchmen, as we must give account that we may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable, he said, for you. Luke 1, verse 17 says, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. How will you be ready for the Lord if you don't know the gospel message of salvation? How will you be ready for the Lord if I don't preach the word of God and teach to you the word of God? Also in Ezekiel 33, it speaks of the watchman, and I ask you to read it in your leisure. It speaks of the responsibility that we have to God's people. You see, God's word is given to build us up, to make sure that we are ready to meet Christ Jesus, to help us to run on this race, Jesus in Matthew 24 describes the season in which the world will be in turmoil. We see that all around us, saints of God. I believe we are there right now. He warns us in this passage of Scripture and others in the New Testament about enduring till the end. We've got to endure. Sister, in her prayer, she said the race, and that's the Scripture, is not to the swift, but to him that endure to the end. We got to go all the way for Jesus Christ. We can't get right here and stop and say, well, I'm not going to go anywhere. No, you got to go all the way, amen, to get in. I don't believe in my heart that Jesus just said those words just to place them to fill up the Bible, amen? But he wanted you and I to know how it is that we need to make it in. And I believe the message we got on Wednesday night, keep your guard up, was a warning to us. Because our times are troubling right now. Because Hosea, when he was saying there, I'm just going to go over a little bit of it. There's some that we're not on Wednesday night. Hosea was encouraging us to live righteously. He said to sow to yourselves in righteousness. You see, this encouraged us to engage in righteous action, righteous living, righteous conduct. He went on to say, reap in mercy. You see, when we sow righteousness or holiness, we can expect to reap God's mercy and God's grace upon our lives. God's grace and his compassion will be with us. It will help harvest us. Then he tells us to break up your fallow ground, meaning it refers to soil that has not been cultivated. We got to break that up, saints of God. There may be some things we may be harboring. Maybe some things that we need to get rid of. Maybe some things we gotta let them off. Amen? We can't keep carrying around burdens from years ago, carrying around grudges from years ago. Let go of them and let God forgive and move on. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. Me that might need to go to God and say, Lord, help me. As we said, do a self-examination of ourselves. And then we might need to say, as the psalmist did in Psalms 51, when he cried out for mercy to God, he said in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Saints of God, we must prepare our hearts to receive God's blessings. Hosea went on to say, for it is time to seek the Lord. Time to seek God. It's time to seek the word of God. It's time for us to stand on the truths of God's word. It's time for us not to have differences among ourselves, but to run this race together, saints of God. Be united. Being united with Jesus Christ means that we're knitted together with him, that we are walking hand in hand. When Jesus said in his word, we are obeying his word. We're doing all that he has told us to do. We're not trying to circumvent it. We're not trying to find ways to go around it. We're not trying to find loopholes or gray areas, but we are receiving God's word so that we can walk uprightly in this present world, that we can show a world that there's a difference in me, that there's a difference now that I've met Jesus. Oh, yeah, that used to be Sister, that used to be Renee. You may look and say, well, I remember her when she was such an old. But do you know me now? Amen. Let me tell you what Jesus has done for me now. Great. Now that I'm saved, I can pray. I can lift up his name. And guess what? I'm a child of God. I'm an heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Are we there, saints? Do you know what I'm just the Spirit of the Lord is saying? That's what we are now. Oh, no, that old man? Oh, yeah, he lived that old life. But I'm a new man in Christ Jesus, and I'm walking united with him in love, fellowship with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise
bless
God.
The Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise our
Thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
Bless
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank
Bless
the Lord.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank God. I'm so glad to know Jesus.
Praise God.
Because we know Jesus. We know the new man.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Thank God. So thankful. Pastor, she went back and she looked at Hosea from Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I said, break up your fallow ground.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, many times when the ground needs to be broken up, it's because it's too hard.
Yes.
It's gotten hard. It's gotten compacted down over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it needs to be broken up
mm-hmm.
so that something can grow there.
Yeah.
You take a piece of ground that's gotten so hard, it's like concrete. You know, the seed can't grow. God's word can't penetrate. Thank God.
Amen.
That's, she said, that scripture, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Truly seek the Lord. Not playing around, not messing around, but it is time to seek the Lord. And when she brought that scripture that was on my mind was in the New Testament, in that fourth chapter of Peter, 1 Peter, verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. She said, don't walk away from the Lord because of difficulty. Don't say, well, the Lord just doesn't understand. Well, what is it that a soul thinks that all-knowing God does not understand? You can't say, but the Lord just doesn't understand. He just doesn't get it. Yes, the God knows, and he's able to help some of the saints to give them discernment and wisdom so that they know too.
Amen.
So that, and they can be used of God to help you. Don't
Praise
say
God.
That God doesn't know.
Right.
God does know.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise our God. So, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But it says, but rejoice in as much as. Notice it doesn't just say rejoice, but it says rejoice in as much as. And it goes on to explain to us, as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You see, if we're rejoicing to receive the blessings, we have to also be able to receive or be a partaker of Christ's sufferings. If we're going to be united with Christ Jesus, we're going to have to suffer some things.
Amen.
But don't give up on the Lord. Don't even think about it.
No.
If you go down to verse 17 in that same chapter 4 of 1 Peter, for the time is come. Now, Hosea said, it is time to seek the Lord.
Yes.
And that 17th verse of 1 Peter 4th chapter said, for the time, we're talking about time again, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Yes.
That's why we need this word. That's why we have to keep our guard up. That's why we have to be united with Christ Jesus. That's why we have to learn how to lean on God as pastors. That's why we have to encourage ourselves as the word said in 1 Samuel. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? You see, we have to keep ourselves in the love of God and not be found on the outside of the love of God.
Amen.
And the way that we get on the outside is being disobedient to his word.
Amen.
By stepping away from him, by stepping away from what he commands for us to do in these last days. And then verse 18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Oh, my God, my God. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God, we're going to have to go through some things.
Yes.
We're going to have to go through some difficulties. But if it's the will of God, then we say, Lord, have your way.
Yes.
He said, Lord, have your way. Maybe, Lord, my going through this, dear God, and being victorious will help to draw someone else to you, Lord. Lord, have your way.
Amen.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their soul. We've got to commit ourselves to God. And we commit ourselves to God. Lord, live or die, Lord, I'm yours.
Lord.
Live or die, as Job did. Live or die, I am the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him. Who else could you commit? Who would be better to commit your soul
Amen.
To?
Amen.
Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing.
Yes.
Not in falling away, not in stepping away, not in being disobedient, but in well-doing as unto a faithful creator.
Amen.
Truly, it takes something to be united with Christ Jesus. That's what this series is telling us. We say, oh, I'm united with Christ. Oh, you've got to stay. You've got to make sure to remain united with Christ, because there are many things in this world that are trying to pull us away. The devil of our, the enemy of our soul, the devil is trying to sift us as wheat.
Yes, he is.
So it takes work to stay united with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It's going to take effort on our part to remain in him. We don't want our days to be shortened.
Amen.
But we want him to prolong our days in him. Amen. Amen. It does us no good to have our days prolonged if when we live to be 88, we're in the Lord, but then the last 3 years of our life, we go back into sin.
My.
That then we've lost out entirely.
Amen, sis.
We've walked away from the promises of God.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God. I thank God for this precious, precious word
thank
day.
God.
It's time. If you don't know the Lord, it's time to seek the Lord.
Yes, it is.
If you know the Lord, judgment has begun at the house of God.
Yes.
Make sure that we stay with the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for his precious word. What shall we sing?
Take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy. Worship the Lord, number 482. Shall we stand?
Praise God.
It takes time. Take time to be holy. When we're given to the Lord, that means for the rest of our life, take time to be holy.
Take time to be holy. Speak off with thy God. Find rest in him always.
So people give time to everything but the Lord. They have hobbies that they spend time on. They have, they take the time to do all manner of things, but to pray to God, speak often with God, to feed on his word. When it says make friends of God's children, that means meet together, come together, assemble yourselves with the saints of God. Because in the natural sense, if you have a friend, you contact them from time to time, or you spend time, you set aside time to meet with them. You have lunch with them. So you go, they may go to your home. You may go to their home. They're your friends. You're interested in your friends. I guess on that Facebook, I'm not on it, but my understanding is that if you're interested in someone's life or someone's pursuits, then you friend them. No, the word in my learning in school, I don't know the word friend was going to become a verb, but it's an active thing. You befriend them, or you're a friend because you're interested in them. But how can we say that we belong to the Lord and we don't care about what other saints are doing? We don't have a concern. We don't have a burden. We don't feel a closeness, not even so much as to assemble ourselves together with one another. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. If we would pray to Jesus, and he says, we are his friends if we do whatsoever he commands us. But when we don't, he knows we're not his friend. He won't be our friend. And how would you like it if Jesus never wanted to be around you, didn't listen to your prayers? It says, make friends of God's children. That means we find it a joy to come together with the saints.
Amen.
It says, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Don't ever forget to seek God's blessing in whatever we're doing, his direction and whatever it is that we're seeking counsel in. That verse 2 said, the world rushes on which it does. But that second verse says, spend much time in secret with Jesus alone, just you and the Lord. By looking to Jesus, like him you shall be. Your friends and your conduct, his likeness shall see. Someone ought to be able to see Christ in you.
Amen.
But verse 3 says, let him be your guide. And don't run before him. Run not before him, whatever be tied. There are times when we have petitions before the Lord. But we wait on the Lord.
My.
Because when he answers in ways that we cannot even imagine.
Amen.
And it is clear that it was God that answered. It was the Lord that answered.
Amen.
It says, in joy or in sorrow. And we understand that there will be times of joy and times of sorrow in this life. But we're still going to follow our Lord. We have to follow him. And that last part says, and trust, and still trust in his word.
Amen.
The truth of his word.
Amen. Amen.
Abide in his truth.
Amen.
In all things.
Amen.
That's when we take time to be holy, we will do that. Amen. Is there anyone with a special need? Anyone who wants to be remembered, especially in prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God. We can see these messages that are coming. We can see that the Spirit is in agreement for the messages that we are receiving.
Mm-hmm.
We can look back at the messages that God has given to Brother Byrene the last 2 months about the truth and remaining in the truth and knowing, breaking it down and what is the truth and why do we need the truth? And how we must keep our guard up.
Yes.
And how we must remain in Christ Jesus. We have to be united in Christ. And unless we keep our guard up, we will not be united with Christ.
Amen.
Because we'll be separated. We will have separated ourselves from the Lord. So these messages are coming. We can see a certain, there's a thread that runs through all of these messages. And saints, we can't see something is coming. Something is here. We look around. We see how the times are. And as Pastor said at the beginning of the message, nowhere in God's word does it say it's going to get better. But his word actually says it's going to wax worse and worse. And we see it.
We've got to endure.
We've got on the whole armor of God. Amen. That we may be able to withstand and to stand. Amen. Thank God for his word this day. We'll look to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to thank God for feeding us this day. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious word. We thank you, dear God, for its power, dear God, the power that it has to keep us, Lord, when we take a stand on it, when we believe in it, when we trust in it and trust in you, dear God. We thank you, dear Father. For, Lord, we do not want to fall away, dear God. We do not want to be, dear God, and a part of that great apostasy that we know is coming, dear Father, and in fact is already here. Help us, Lord, to lay hold on your word. Mm-hmm. Help us, Lord, to lay hold on your word and to hold to it. That's the only way that we can lay hold on eternal life, dear God, is to abide in your word. And so we thank you, Lord, for your word preached to our hearts this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, dear God, Lord, to continue to meditate in your word, to continue to digest your word, dear Father. Lord, to be strengthened by your word, dear God. Lord, that would help us, Lord, to take the time to be holy, dear Father. Lord, not to be in the rush and crush of the world, dear God, that is rushing headlong toward hell. But, Lord, help us, dear God, Lord, to just take our time, dear Father, and Lord, to just meditate, dear God, on your goodness. Meditate on your word. Look, search the scriptures, dear God, that we might know, Lord, how to live in this life, dear God, that we might be a prepared people, dear God, the people that you're calling for us to be. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hold on to thee, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have heard. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing on our pastor, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your word, dear God, as it continues, dear God, to nourish us, to speak to our minds and our hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each hand that was raised, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that we need you every hour, dear God. We need your word, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be anchored in thee, dear God, to be anchored on your word, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you remember, Lord, any souls that heard this word today, this precious word, dear God, Lord, and have not surrendered themselves to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that this word would continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear Father, Lord, that there is no salvation in the grave. And, Lord, if they leave this life without a Savior, dear God, Lord, they're lost forever. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, dear God, to see, dear Father, that they need to seek you while you may be found, dear God. Call upon you while you're near. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts of, dear God, that have those who have once known you, dear God, that have, but have left you, dear Father. Oh, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, instill fear in their hearts, dear God. For, Lord, those who have known, dear God, of your word and of your precious mercies, dear God, and of your salvation, and, Lord, have walked away. Oh, my Lord, Father, they know so much, dear God. Your word has said that we've beaten with many stripes, dear God. Oh, Father, if it be possible, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that your spirit would continue to strive with them, dear God. Help them, dear God, send conviction, dear God, even like fire, dear God, upon their soul, upon their mind, upon their heart, dear God. Lord, that they would run, Lord, run back pleading, dear God. Lord, for you to, Lord, receive them once again, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts, dear God. Oh, Father, we know, Lord, those that have sat and heard your word, dear God, and have at one time believed or said that they believed, dear God, on your word, dear God. Oh, Father, they're responsible for the words that they've heard. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for those souls, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that they would find their way back to thee, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd supply our needs, dear God. Supply the needs of our heart, dear Father, and help us, Lord, to remain true and steadfast to thee, knowing, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this assurance, dear God. So we know, Lord, that we can have confidence in thee. And we thank you, Lord, for your great love wherewith you loved us. Keep us in the love of God, Lord, as we beg of thee in the name of Christ Jesus. And thank you again, Lord, for your eternal word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My God, my God. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Sister India.
I would like to thank the church, and I would like to thank the church so much for joining me. And just give the church praise and just thank you for checking on me. And I just thank the Lord that I chased back to the church so much because the teaching, the doctrine you all taught me, Lord Jesus, it stays in my heart and my head, and it's my past, and I love it because we were sick, and we had COVID, and I was so scared. I don't know why that I feared, knowing that the Lord is the last day. So we had COVID. But God is so good. The world looked at us and thought that we were joking and playing, but we knew in our heart that he was there because we wasn't slumped, slobbering, and we did not pass away. And I just wanted to thank you and just thank you, Lord, for assessing us and reaching out to us and helping us. And once again, a shout out for the church. Oh, Lord. And everybody, all the investors, everybody in the church, right? I know I didn't say your name, but Lord, I just thank you for the prayers. I thank you for the prayers because they went up and they came down. I thank you so much. That meant so much because one day, we won't be here, but God did not stop. God is not ready. And I can thank him for not getting us terminally ill and just sick. I just thank him for bringing my child along and just thank you for the prayer because the church means everything to me. The church is my destiny. The church is the road, the way to go. And it's the truth and the light. And I just thank you so much. And I just want to just remember the people who, when I was at work, and they told me I had COVID, and just looked at me, and when they looked at me, they were just like, they walked away, amen. But the Lord never walks away. So I just thank the church. Thank you for being there for me, for praying for me.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless
the Lord. Bless you, sister. And whose church is it? Just Church of God. Church of God. Amen. Amen.
God's church.
Amen. Hey, God. Yes. God.
Beautiful.
Amen. Thank God. So good to see you.
Yes.
Yes. Looking well. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Amen. Lord bless you. Sister Lawrence.
Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful message service today.
Amen.
I got my question. I got my notes.
Yes, bless God.
I thank the Lord for his blessing. On Saturday, I got up earlier, I always get up in the middle of the night, because I was like, I'm going to get up again, I'm just kind of busy, I don't know what happened. But what I'm doing, I had to do, then I got to work, and
Bless God. Amen.
And then I also
want to say one more thing. I thank the Lord for his blessings that I went to the doctor. I didn't have any fractures or broken bone or any cancer or anything. The Lord truly has blessed. He answered prayers and he's blessed. All I have to do is go to therapy and take therapy. That's it. I don't have to have any surgery. And the Lord even prepared my doctor because I was getting ready to tell him I'm not going to go to surgery or anything. But the doctor said, we're just going to send you to therapy. I think you should be sincere. So I just thank the Lord for how he's working in my life. And whoever he sends in my life, in my past, and I'd be like, this is Jesus, and I will be able to tell them my life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. As you said that, the song comes in the hymn that we sing, "Oh, tell what he's done for you, of his love so strong and true. Oh, tell what he's done for you. Others may need him too." Amen. When you tell what the Lord has done for you so many times, lets them know that, that sounds pretty good.
Amen.
Maybe I should investigate further. We have to lift up the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Yes, Sister India.
I'm sorry. I wanted to shout out to my daughter. I thank you, daughter, for all the labor that you've done for me.
When you got the oil, and she had it. I just thank God that she knows the formula, and she knew what to do, and thank you for being there and teaching my child what to do, and anytime needed. It was so beautiful. It was the best thing that she can ever do for me, and I just thank you.
Lord bless.
Our children, they learn that the same way that they learn the ways of the world and wickedness. You know, when they come, when they're brought to service, they see
the way of God.
And we trust they're listening also, and that they'll turn their hearts to God.
Amen.
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 Our announcements for Sunday, March 10th, 2024. The scripture for our meditation is found in Psalm 150, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Amen. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. And funds are coming in, saints. Thank the Lord for that. Choir rehearsal following service next Sunday. This coming Wednesday will be the second Wednesday of the month. So be prepared to bring a scripture, song, or testimony to share for a Bible study on Wednesday night. Missionary meeting will follow service today. Wednesday, Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures.
Happy birthday blessings this week to Brother Harance Joseph on March 15th, Brother Reggie Jackson on March 16th. Our thought for today, salvation is meant to be bread for daily use, not cake for special occasions. Let me read that again. Salvation is meant to be bread for daily use, not cake for special occasions. Amen, amen. And please continue to remember the saints, family, and friends that are on our prayer list. Amen. Amen. I look at the thought for today, and you know, several times we've talked about the word feeding us in the prayer of the Lord feeding us, talked about the bread being fed by the bread of life. And so we thank God. That's the spirit of God agreeing in everything that was done. Are there any other announcements? Shall we stand? Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Sister Carol, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed day.
Yes.
Another day that you made. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy and begun. We thank you, Lord, for the message this morning, Heavenly Father. Yes. Lord, you know all of what we need.
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious, precious pastor.
Thank you, Lord, for
giving us, Lord, the one.
Oh, Lord, you are more than
so grateful.
Thank you,
dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And we leave this place, dear Heavenly Father. Going to our separate homes, dear Lord, be with us. Guide us and take us safely across the highways and byways. Be so careful to give you all praise and give you glory and honor as we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Sister Holmes, bless the Lord.
Hey, Sister Lillian.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for your
okay.
Thank the Lord.